And makes the catch for out number one on the first pitch to Jimenez, who was 2-for-2 going into that at-bat. So here's the shortstop, Mikey Romero. This is a guy that is seeing it for the Red Sox. He walked and struck out so far tonight, but just has this boost of confidence now that he's really getting comfortable at this level. A first-round pick for the Sox, batting .230 on his young campaign here in single A. First pitch. He looks at a fastball low and away in the count now 1-0. Yeah, Luke Young does not go with that fastball very much. We've seen him throw it probably about 30% of the time. Not your typical 50 or 60. The 1-0. This is a breaking ball that misses downstairs in the count now 2-0. Romero, the one thing we'll say about him, incredible plate discipline, can really work and elongate an at-bat. Wise beyond his years in that regard. 2-0 to Romero. Fastball misses in the dirt, and it's 3-0 for Mikey, who's on the verge of what would be his second walk this evening. This is game number one of a doubleheader. About 30 to 45 minutes after the conclusion of this one, we'll play a second tonight. 3-0. Taken high and in on a fastball out of the zone, and it's a four-pitch walk for Mikey Romero. Again, the plate discipline for Mikey is great. He didn't even have to show you that time that he knows how to swing and foul away pitches he doesn't like that are in the zone. Just another good at-bat for the young star. Here's Alexis Hernandez. He's singled and struck out today. Righty on righty. First pitch. This is fisted high into the air, out into shallow right field. Nunez charges in, and he secures it for out number two. That was just hit right in on the hands by Alexis Hernandez. Couldn't quite barrel it up. It was on the slimmer part of the bat, and that's why it resulted in a flyout. Actually carried a little bit further than I thought it would have, considering it didn't have a whole ton of pop. This brings up Luis Ravello. First pitch to the lefty, and it's taken. Fastball finds the inner corner. It is 0-1. Ravello singled in this ball game back in the second. He also grounded out to second base. Pickoff over to first. Romero finds the bag safely. Still nothing at one for Luis Ravello, who was stranded at third after that base hit in the second inning. Red Sox have stranded a pair twice tonight. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. 90-mile-an-hour fastball blown right by him, and it's 0-2. That was a fastball high and in, and Ravello couldn't quite find it. Luke Young with 7 strikeouts tonight, looking for number 8. He deals the 0-2. Misses below the knees on a slider at 83. It's 1-2 for Luis Ravello. He's been the bright spot for the Sox, no doubt. Has a hit in every game that he's played in thus far. 1-2, swing and a miss. 90-mile-an-hour heater ends the inning. It's strikeout number 8 for Luke Young. And if that is his finale, he might as well take a bow. 8-2, Fredericksburg leads it over the Red Sox. We go to the home half of the fifth, back after this in Fredericksburg.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Home half of the fifth here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. It is 8-2 Fredericksburg all over the Salem Red Sox, but we're still having fun. No doubt about it, here in Fredericksburg, our first broadcast road trip of the season. We cannot thank the Red Sox organization, the Salem Red Sox, enough for sending us, and it's been a great week here in the beautiful Fredericksburg, Virginia. Really good spot to see six baseball games this week, and there's a new pitcher on the hill for the Sox, Raylan Perez on the hill for Salem. He comes in for Nathaniel Cruz, who relieved Elvis Soto, the guy that got the start, and really nobody has had their best stuff tonight, I think it's fair to say. Here's Jonathan Thomas in the nine hole, the first pitch. He waves and misses at an 88-mile-an-hour slider, and the count now 0-1. JT tonight, 2-for-2 with a double and a single. Red-hot bat, the 0-1. He looks at a strike. 85 on a breaking ball that finds the zone. Nothing and two now for Jonathan Thomas as he steps out, calls time. Tuda, as they call him here with the Fred Nats. A nickname. He's the second child in his family, and he carries that nickname with him. Perez glances in. He deals the 0-2. Misses down low in the dirt. 90 on a fastball. It's 1-2 for JT. Tuda playing out in center field tonight. Like I said, 2-for-2 with an RBI, the 1-2. This is poked right back up the middle. Trickles into the glove of Perez. He fires to first, and Yorberto Mexicano leans into that snag, doing the splits. There's one gone, and for the first time tonight, Jonathan Thomas is retired. 1-3 if you're scoring at home. We go to the top of the order with Elijah Nunez, the right fielder. You want to talk about quality at-bats for this guy? A walk, where he scored, and two sacrifice flies. First pitch, Nunez looks at a strike. 90 miles an hour on a fastball that just clips the inner part of the zone. Nothing and one. Perez deals the 0-1. This is swung on, rocketed to short. Two-hopper to Romero. He tosses high into the air. Mexicano skies up to grab it. He couldn't quite turn and apply the tag. A poor throw by Mikey Romero that just chased away from Mexicano. And in there safely is Elijah Nunez, the TCU product. I want to see if they're going to give this. I mean, that was routine. Most likely it's going to be an E6 if I had to guess. And it will be. So it's an error against Mikey Romero, a mistake that you really ever so rarely see him make. And now a conversation taking place just to make sure that Elijah Nunez is okay. He came up a little bit gimpy after he got to the bag. I wonder if he almost just stepped on the bag awkwardly here. He's being checked out by the trainer. Matter of fact, he's doing a couple of up-downs with his toes. Just kind of going up, flexing that calf. And appears to be A-OK. So he'll be held on at first by Roberto Mexicano. There is, instead of two, which should have been two, there is one out with a runner on first. And an 8-2 lead for the Fred Nats here in the bottom of the fifth. Here's Marcus Brown, the shortstop out of Oklahoma State. Righty on lefty matchup. First pitch on the way. He swings, rips it. It's gloved by Romero, a line drive that he catches at his ankles. Marcus Brown heads back to the dugout in frustration. There's two gone, and Romero makes up for that error. That is a well-hit ball, tattooed at 96 miles an hour off the bat by Brown, right to a defender. Here's Yo-Yo Morales, the second-round draft pick, playing at third out of the University of Miami. Runner on first, two gone the pitch. He swings and fouls one away. Tallying into the right field seats, nothing and one. They always do that here. They have a sponsorship here where it's a township center and then everybody yells foul ball. Every foul ball, one of many traditions here, new traditions. Team only a couple years old, the 0-1. Skips up in the dirt, blocked by Montero. He has to retreat to his left, scoop it up, and not enough opportunity for Nunez to take off for second. So he stays at first. It's 1-1. You can hear that. A little bit of Beastie Boys on the crowd mic. Sabotage, another classic jam. They play good music here at VCU Stadium. Perez kicks and deals the 1-1. Fouled away into the seats once again down the right field line. Tallies all the way to the concession stand. It's 1-2. That ball wanted a snack. Calling time here is Yoandy Morales. Takes a couple of shrugs and steps back in. Elijah Nunez, the TCU man, on first. Aboard with a Mikey Romero error at short. A throwing error. Perez winds and fires. Runner goes. 1-2. Swung on and missed. Throw down to second. It doesn't even matter. That ends the inning. So Morales strikes out. That is the first time that he strikes out today. It's the first strikeout for Raylan Perez in his first inning of work. Nearly gets out of it clean. One error for the Sox. It's 8-2 Fred Nats lead. We go to the top of the sixth in a seven-inning ball game in this doubleheader. Back in 60 seconds in Fredericksburg.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Action-packed weekend here in Fredericksburg. The Salem Red Sox are in town. They trail the Fredericksburg Nationals. 8-2 your score as we head to the top half of the sixth inning in this what is a doubleheader of 2 7-inning games. After a postponement last night, we were supposed to play with a 7:05 first pitch, and it never ended up happening thanks to Mother Nature. So instead, we're ready to play 2 tonight. New pitcher on the hill for the Fredericksburg Nationals as Luke Young comes out of the ballgame after 5 incredible innings of work. Moises Diaz steps on in. The 22-year-old right-handed pitcher deals to Lionel James, and it's a called strike on a 91-mile-an-hour fastball at the letters, and it's 0-1. Diaz deals again quickly, the 0-1. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball downstairs, and it's 0-2. Diaz, 6 foot, 195, out of Santiago in the Dominican Republic. He has a 1-1 win-loss record this year. 3-2 on the ERA. He's appeared in 12 games. He has 4 saves, the 0-2. Breaking ball, this is lifted into the air, and it'll drop for a base hit into left center field. Lionel James retreats back to the first base bag. This is the second time tonight that he has a leadoff single. James has been strong. That's his second hit. He is now 2-for-2 with a walk, and Lionel James continues to be a bright spot quietly for the Red Sox all year long. So here's the power-hitting Albertson Asihen. Righty on righty with a runner on first. First pitch on the way. He cranks one through for a base hit into right field on a tough chopper that gets under the glove of Emiliani, and they go station to station. First and second for the Red Sox. Back-to-back base hits on back-to-back pitches for the Sox. Maybe a little bit of business. Some momentum trailing 8-2. Their work cut out for them here. Brings up Alexis Hernandez. No, excuse me, Roberto Mexicano, rather, the first baseman. He homered back in the fourth, a two-run moonshot over the left field fence. 400-footer. First pitch on the way. He pulls back a check swing, but home plate umpire Michael Corbett says he goes around. 81-mile-an-hour pitch found the zone anyways. It's nothing and one. First and second for the Sox. Nobody out. Top of the sixth, 0-1. Looked in for a ball, downstairs and away, 1-1. For Roberto Mexicano, struck out and homered today. Two polar opposite statistics. The 1-1 pitch. He rifles one foul down the left field line, 1-2. Moises Diaz coming off of an outing on the 28th against Myrtle Beach here in Fredericksburg. Went just one inning, gave up two hits, a run. It was earned. No strikeouts. The 1-2. Cranked up the middle, charging ahead for it is Cruz. Steps on the second base bag, fires to first, double play. So they get Ossie Henn on the force at second. Mexicano sat down as well. 4-3, unassisted double play. Lionel James does move 90 feet away at third, and there are two gone here in the top of the sixth for the DH, Albert Feliz. Power hitting righty. Homered the other night, game two of this series, Wednesday evening. Hit one high to the Fredericksburg air. The first pitch, he crushes one right to the shortstop in Brown. A one hopper he throws to first in time to end the inning. Just when you thought the Red Sox had a little bit of momentum, it goes away in a pinch. These college kids for Fredericksburg are pretty darn good. We go to the bottom of the sixth here in Fredericksburg after this.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
Thanks.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Bottom of the sixth in a seven-inning game here tonight in this doubleheader at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. 8-2 your score. The Fred Nats all over the Red Sox. Salem ended up having back-to-back hits to start out the top of this inning. Lionel James and Albert Tanasi Hens singled, but then it was taken away in a flash. A double play and a 6-3 putout ended the inning, stranding Lionel James at third. Raylan Perez enters his second inning of work for the Red Sox. He has one strikeout. He has come in for Nathaniel Cruz and Elvis Soto. And I guess that's one good thing about playing 2 7-inning games. You can kind of conserve your pitchers in the bullpen just a little bit, having 4 total innings less of baseball in the series. Here's Leandro Emiliani, the lefty, to lead us off here in the bottom of six. The first pitch is taken upstairs on an 84-mile-an-hour breaking ball that actually was in the zone. Michael Corbett missed it, and it's 1-0. Perez kicks, deals the 1-0. Finds the zone this time, 84 on a slider low in the zone, and it's 1-1. Emiliani has walked, flown out, and he has a sack fly as well tonight. The 1-1, swing and a miss. 90-mile-an-hour fastball blown by him high and tight, 1-2. That's one thing about this Fred Nats offense. They are finding ways to play good team baseball. I mean, it feels like almost every inning they have sack flies. They have one in the first, one in the second, a sack fly in the third. Didn't have one in the fourth, didn't have one in the fifth, but helping each other out. Team offense, the 1-2. Foul tipped back to the backstop. A tiny sliver of that ball clipped by Emiliani to stay alive at 1-2. The 235 hitter has 7 RBIs. Has not hit a home run yet this year, despite having incredible power. 1-2 pitch. He can't pull back. Goes around on a half-hearted swing on a pitch low downstairs out of the zone, and the breaking ball fools him. Second strikeout of the night for Raylan Perez. Back-to-back strikeouts dating back to the previous inning in the fifth. And here's the DH, Paul Witt. Paul Witt tonight aboard in the second with catcher's interference. He has flown out and lined out. But he's getting balls to the outfield. The first pitch, he looks at a strike. 86 on a breaking ball, nothing and one. That breaking ball left right in the middle of the zone. Perez over his head deals 0-1. This is swung on, popped up. Foul territory, Roberto Mexicano down the right field line, and he makes the pinch about a foot over the line in foul territory. There are two gone very quickly here in the bottom of six. A couple of pop-outs caught by Roberto Mexicano, the first baseman. We go to the catcher, Wilmer Perez. Wilmer has had a pretty darn good night. 2-for-3 this evening. He has 2 hits in both the second and the fourth. He has scored once, was stranded at second in the fourth inning. First pitch. Looks at a pitch that skips off the glove of Juan Montero. A 90-mile-an-hour fastball outside. It's 1-0. Perez shakes his head. Now agrees over his head the 1-0. Breaking ball waved on and missed. 85-mile-an-hour cutter high and tight. 1-1. On deck, John McHenry, the left fielder. Then Armando Cruz, the 1-1 pitch. Taken for a ball outside. 86 on a slider. It's 2-1, and that is twice now. I wasn't going to say it the first time, but that is twice now that Montero dropped a strike. Therefore, it's a ball. You got to catch a strike. The 2-1. Foul tip to the netting, and it's 2-2. Good swing on a pitch that was in the zone to stay alive by Wilmer Perez. Not necessarily his pitch, but fought it off. 295 hitter with 8 ribbies, 5 walks, has not homered this year despite some crushing power. Him and Leandro Emiliani both. Number 2 catcher for the Fred Nats. 2-2. He pops one up. Foul territory. Mexicano giving chase towards the Red Sox dugout. It deflects off his glove. Hits off the fence of the dugout. He nearly goes tumbling over the wall. A little bit of dramatics by Mexicano. And regardless, it's still 2-2. He'll do that sometimes, though. I mean, I asked him, because so often he'll split at first base when it seems incredibly unnecessary. And I asked him, is that for show? Be honest with me. And he said, yeah, it's really not that necessary. He does it for show. He thinks it looks cool. And I don't blame him. I would if I could, too. 2-2. Taken inside for a ball on an 87-mile-an-hour slider. It's 3-2 for Wilmer Perez. Again, Mexicano, just that bubbly personality you can't help but love in the Red Sox clubhouse. 3-2 pitch. Check swing. He goes around, says home plate umpire Michael Corbett on a slider low and away. It was out of the zone, but Perez was fooled. Third strikeout of the night for Raylan Perez. All of them swinging. 8-2, Fred Nats. We go to the top of the seventh. Red Sox down to their final 3 outs in game number 1 of this doubleheader. Back in 60 seconds in Fredericksburg.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey, Red Sox fans, come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction, and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the seventh here in Fredericksburg. The Red Sox down to their final three outs in game one of this doubleheader, on the verge of being now bested in the third game of this series. 3-0 would be the lead for the Fred Nats in the series if they win this one. They lost 5-1 in game one to the Red Sox, 7-1 in game two, and now it's 8-2 here in game number three. Thought maybe. Here's the first pitch to Juan Montero. It's a called strike on the outside corner. Nothing in one. Thought maybe, you know, the rain delay might have gave the Red Sox a little bit of different momentum. A break, the 0-1. This is ripped up the middle, caught. Brown at short leaps up into the air and spears it right out of the sky. These college guys are unbelievable. Marcus Brown just robbed a hit from Juan Montero, and there's one gone. The Sox down to their final two outs. Top of the order with Gilberto Jimenez on rehab from Greenville. I mean, that was a great play. The first pitch is right over the middle of the plate. Nothing in one. A fastball literally square in the middle of the zone. A one pitch. This is chopped on the ground, foul down the right field line. Moises Diaz in the ball game still for the Fred Nats. Looking for save number 5 on the year. 0-2 on the way. This is crushed on the ground. A three hopper into the glove of Brown. He fires to first, and he's got both of the outs. Sox down to their final one. 6-3 put out if you're scoring at home. Here's the shortstop, Mikey Romero. Romero, been strong tonight. A pair of walks and a strikeout. Can't ask for much more, though. One of the walks came in just four pitches. First pitch is right over the middle of the plate. 91 on a fastball. It's 0-1. Diaz on the verge of his fifth save because he's pitched three innings. The 0-1. Misses outside, and the count now 1-1. Righty on lefty, the 1-1 pitch. Taken low and in on a slider, 2-1. Cannot compliment enough Mikey Romero's plate discipline. Two balls and a strike, the pitch. Swung on, lifted high into the air, shallow left field, McHenry chasing. He catches it just shy of foul territory in left field. And that will do it for game one of this doubleheader. 8-2 the final score. Fredericksburg absolutely dominates. Well, we got another one just about a half hour, 45 minutes from now. We'll do it all over again. But for now, the Fred Nats take a 3-0 series lead. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned on the MILB.com app. We'll be back in just about a half hour. For game number two of this series, we'll play 7 once again later tonight as the ballpark starts to fill here in Fredericksburg. But the final in game number one, it's 8-2. The Fred Nats win it. Back in about a half hour in Fredericksburg.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Just an update for everybody. 7:45, the first pitch for game number two of this doubleheader. Again, we'll see you here about 7:40 for your pregame coverage. 7:45, first pitch, game two of the doubleheader, but the Fred Nats win game one. 8-2, the final in game one.
On MILB TV and MILB.com, this is Salem Red Sox Baseball.
Here's the 2-2. Swing and a sky-high drive out towards right. This ball's going. It is gone! The first home run in 2023 for the Red Sox at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Kicks and deals the 3-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 19 as a staff for the Red Sox, and they win it.
Minor League Baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the nine-time World Series champion Boston Red Sox. This is Boston Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
0-1 lifted in the air towards right field. This one's deep. This is out of here. We are tied, and the Salem Knights. 1-2 is hit in the air towards right field. It's deep. It's dropping. Salem walks it off and wins the series opener against Fredericksburg.
It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now let's go to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heeter and Tyler Katz.
It is an absolutely breathtaking evening for baseball here in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Hi, everybody. Hi, above Virginia Credit Union Stadium. I'm Giovanni Heeter with you all weekend long as we get you ready for the Salem Red Sox and the Fredericksburg Nationals. We're just about a couple of minutes away from first pitch here in Fredericksburg, and the Fred Nats have absolutely dominated this series thus far. They lead it 3-0, and they're coming off the heels of an 8-2 win in game number one of this doubleheader. But we reset, we have a new lineup for both teams, and we are ready to roll. Let's bring you through that lineup first for the Salem Red Sox. Starting at the top of the order at third base, back in the lineup tonight, Mr. Cutter Coffey. In his first appearance this series, was a little bit banged up on Sunday against the Hillcats, and he is back and hopefully better than ever. Justin Sin-Garcia out in center field batting second. Luis Ravello at short batting third. Lionel James, the cleanup man at first base. Ander Solita is catching. Roberto Mexicano, the designated hitter for the Red Sox tonight. Batting seventh, it's Big Al in left field. Albert Feliz. John Frank Salazar, the second baseman, bats eighth. And Albert Zanasihan is in right field, rounding out the batting order. Your pitcher on the hill tonight for the Red Sox, it's the ace. The young star, Yordani Monegro, gets the nod tonight. On the other side for the Fred Nats, top of the order, Tuda, Jonathan Thomas in center field, Andrew Pinckney in right, Yoandy Morales, the designated hitter, batting third. Blake Klassen, the first baseman, is at the cleanup spot. Royce Marquintana, the powerful bat in left field, bats fifth. Max Romero Jr. is catching in game number two tonight. Gavin Dugas, the LSU star, is at second base. Armando Cruz, the shortstop, in the eight hole. And in the bottom of the order, it's Yoander Rivera at third. Austin Amaral on the hill for the Fred Nats. And the first pitch is on the way. It is taken downstairs by Cutter Coffey on an 87-mile-an-hour slider out of the zone. And just like that, it is 1-0. 1-0 pitch on the way to Coffey. Coffey rips one down the left field line. It is gloved by Rivero. He charges it to first on time for the first out. Cutter Coffey is sat down swinging on a 5-3 putout. And this brings up Jostinson Garcia, the center fielder in the two-hole for the Red Sox. Well, Cutter missed three games now at this point after missing game one of the doubleheader as well with a knee injury after he hit a foul ball into his left knee. Sidelined him for a few games. Here's the first pitch to Garcia. It misses low and away on an 81-mile-an-hour breaking ball, and it is 1-0. Jostinson Garcia was red hot last series against the Hillcats. He is 0-6 now against the Fred Nats. 1-0. Just outside, he takes a fastball at 90 miles an hour for ball number two, and it is 2-0. And actually, that was wrong by Chris Jahnke behind home plate. That found the zone. The 2-0 misses outside once again, and it is now 3-0. And again, that was a pitch. This time was outside, but that one before did find the zone, and it was a strike. Jahnke just missed it. So a 3-0 count for Garcia, the pitch. This time it's a called strike, 90 on a fastball at the letters. And now it is three balls and a strike for Jostinson Garcia, who the Red Sox are so glad to have back in the lineup. The 3-1, he waves and misses on a 91-mile-an-hour four-seamer, and the count is full at 3-2. Did not play in game one of this doubleheader. 3-2. Garcia rips it foul down the left field line. Stays alive at 3-2. He steps out, now digs back in. Righty on righty matchup. Payoff pitch to Garcia on the way. He takes upstairs it away. 93, the fastest fastball from Austin Amaral. Jostinson Garcia works the walk, and there's a runner on first for the Red Sox. A beautiful way to start if you are Salem. Exactly what you needed right there is to get an early base runner. That is something they did in game one of this series. They did it actually pretty well, a matter of fact. Started with a leadoff single in game number one. A leadoff single in the second as well. Did it again in the third. Lionel James had two leadoff singles in the game. They couldn't make much of it, though. First pitch misses inside to Luis Ravello. A fastball that he has to bend away from. And the count now 1-0. Ravello bats third at short. Lionel James is on deck for the Sox, the first baseman. Runner on first, one gone after Cutter Coffey chopped out to third base. 224 hitter in Ravello. Righty on lefty. 1-0. He takes low and in on a fastball again. It is 2-0. Let's catch you up on Austin Amaral. This guy out of Stetson University, an unbelievable college program, as a battery meeting takes place on the pitcher's mound. Max Romero Jr. just wants to calm him down as he makes his single A debut. Austin Amaral was a stud at Stetson. Goes with a fastball, splitter, curveball, slider in that order. That splitter is a pitch that you don't typically even get to see at this level by many. He throws it better than most. Tops that splitter out at about 87, typically around 84, the 2-0. This is a breaking ball that snaps down into the zone. A beautiful looking pitch, and the count is 2-1. On first, it's Jostinson Garcia. He has a large lead held on by Klassen. The pitch is fouled back, and it's 2-2. A breaking ball that Luis Ravello swings at, gets a tiny piece of. 2-2 now the count. Luis Ravello has been the hot bat for the Sox in this series. Had a hit in the last game. Had two hits in game number one on Tuesday night. 2-2. He's rung up looking. 90 miles an hour on a fastball that paints the inside corner. And Ravello is sat down on strikes. The first professional strikeout by Austin Amaral. Here's Lionel James, the first baseman, who again was pesky in the last game. Had a pair of hits. Lionel James had a really subtly solid game. Two hits, scored once, walked once. First pitch. He looks at a strike on a breaking ball that finds the zone. Nothing and one. Game number two of a doubleheader. A reminder, we will play seven. And this place is packed on a Firework Friday in Fredericksburg. 0-1 pitch. James swings and lifts one out to right field. It is down for a hit. Trickling into the corner. Heading to third is Garcia. He's there. Throw to second is not there as it was cut off by Dugas at second. And Lionel James slides in with a double. Garcia stayed at third. Lionel James with really what should have been a single. He turned it into a double, being incredibly aggressive on the base pass. And I don't think that Dugas should have cut that ball off. I think James probably would have been out on the second base bag if Cruz could apply a tag. Instead, Dugas cut it off. There was no play after that, and James was in there safely. Out of nowhere, second and third for the Sox with two gone. Here's Anderso Lira, the catcher. First pitch, he takes a fastball in the dirt, and the count now 1-0. Anderso Lira batting .237 for the Sox, looking for RBI number 22, maybe even number 23. Has homered once this year. It was a smasher over the left field wall on Father's Day. His pops was in attendance to see it. 1-0 to Lira. He takes once again on a 90-mile-an-hour fastball off the plate, and the count now 2-0. What a good spot to be in if you're the Sox. Decked out in their navy blues this evening. Navy blue jerseys, gray pants, navy caps. Two balls, no strikes. The pitch. He looks at a called strike. 78 on a breaking ball that tails into the zone. And the count now 2-1 for Lira. It was one of the first elevations for the Red Sox early on this year when Ronald Rosario got the call up, the 2-1. Trickles through the legs of Romero on a ball missing downstairs. Garcia hesitates, heads back to third. It gets away again, but it just stays down the left field line and is scooped up by Rivero at third. So what could have been costly chaos for the Fred Nats isn't. The Red Sox are smart to just stay put, play it safe, not take off for home. Yeah, Romero tried to slide in as he was diving, toss it underhand to the pitcher covering first in Amaral, and he didn't toss it anywhere near Amaral. It could have been way worse than it was. And instead, it's just a ball. So it's 3-1 with runners on second and third. Could have scored Sox and didn't. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Took a big cut at a 92-mile-an-hour fastball low at the knees, and it's 3-2. A beautiful-looking two-seamer there by Austin Amaral to fill the count. In his single-A debut, he's a strike away from getting out of a serious jam. Top of the first, scoreless, 3-2. Fouled away, tailing into the seats down the right field line by Lita. And he stays alive. A good pitch to swing on. It was a fastball that was left right in the middle of the zone. Austin Amaral, the righty, standing at 6 feet. Played at University High School. The DeBary, Florida native. Payoff pitch. Swung on. This one lifted foul. Back into the seats. And staying alive at 3-2 once again is Lira. Majored in human resource management, did Amaral, while he was at Stetson, playing for the Hatters, their nickname. Started a team-high 15 games, tied for second in the Atlantic Sun Conference. This past season in 2023, he deals the payoff pitch. Swung on, this one chopped to the third baseman, charging ahead Rivero. He gloves, fires to first, a sky-high grab for Klassen, but they make it look routine. Red Sox strand runners on second and third. We are still scoreless going to the home half of the second here in Fredericksburg. Back in 60 seconds, this is Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Ladies and gentlemen, the ace is on the hill for the Red Sox. It's a Yordani Monegro night for the Sox. The international free agent signed in February 2020 out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic warms up, and he has been the shining star in this pitching staff for the Red Sox ever since he arrived, right? First game, debut on a Sunday at Salem Memorial Ballpark against the Down East Wood Ducks right at the tail end of the first half. What does he do? Five innings, gave up just two hits, not a single run, didn't walk anybody, and oh, just 11 strikeouts in the outing for Yordani Monegro. He is absolutely filthy with the low curveball that drops out of the zone, makes incredible batters look silly. He will face one of the best in the Nats minor league organization. Jonathan Thomas, Tuta, as they call him. The center fielder digs on in the right-handed batter's box. A righty-on-righty matchup to get us going here in the bottom of the first. And the pitch is on the way. It is swung on and fouled back. An 89-mile-an-hour fastball, and it is nothing and one. Monegro did not have his best outing last time around. By far his worst game of his young career. He deals the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss by Tuta at an 82-mile-an-hour slider that was low in the zone, and the count now nothing and two. Thomas was really, really strong in game number one of this doubleheader, the 8-2 win for the Fred Nats. Tuta had a double, a single, an RBI, stole a base, 2-for-3. The 0-2 looked away on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball out of the zone, 1-2. Monegro in his last outing, it was against Lynchburg. The 1-2. Swung on, this one poked right back up the middle. It's gloved by James. Underhand toss to a sprinting Monegro. He covers first for the out. So they sit down JT, Jonathan Thomas, on a 3-1 ground out. And there's one gone here in the bottom of the first. A scoreless ball game for Andrew Pinckney, the right fielder. Alabama product. Another star draft pick for this Fredericksburg national team, elevated this week. Sixth rounder. First pitch on the way. Misses outside on an 83-mile-an-hour slider, and it's 1-0. Monegro against the Hillcats last week. Four innings, gave up five hits, five runs. The 1-0 misses high and in on a fastball at the chin, and it's 2-0. Five hits, five runs, all of them earned, four walks, just three Ks, his career low in strikeouts, career high in walks. The 2-0 misses outside on a fastball at 92, and it's 3-0, just missing. I mean, less than a half a ball out of the zone. Honestly, could have gone either way. Chris Jahnke didn't pull the trigger, and it's 3-0. The pitch. This is a called strike, 93 on a heater right in the middle of the zone, and it's 3-1 for Andrew Pinckney, an absolute stud at Alabama. The 3-1, called strike once again, and it fills up the count at 3-2. Another fastball clips the outside corner. And now home plate umpire Chris Jahnke halts, points to the Red Sox dugout, and back to baseball we go. Not sure what that's about. Payoff pitch, though, it's on the way. And it is called strike three. That breaking ball pumped the brakes, fell off a cliff, and slammed into the zone. A disgusting pitch for Yordani Monegro that clips the bottom corner of the strike zone, and it is out number two, his first strikeout of the night. That is why he's the ace, and there was no doubt that he would respond after a poor last outing. First pitch to Morales is a breaking ball that falls into the zone, another called strike. A beautiful pitch, nothing and one. This is what he does best with this curveball. Typically, he gets them swinging, though. He kicks, deals, 0-1. Called strike, breaking ball, 0-2. I mean, again, it just falls into the zone, looks high all the way, and ends up plucking a corner. He winds and fires the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Curveball in the dirt, picked up by Lita. Throw to first is there. Back-to-back strikeouts. That curveball is back and better than ever. Yordani Monegro is a stud on the hill for the Red Sox. For the first time this series, the Fred Nats are sat down 1-2-3. We go to the top of the second, scoreless for the first time this series in Fredericksburg.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey Red Sox fans, come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Picture perfect night for baseball here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium, the home of the Fredericksburg Nationals. And for the first time in this series, we go to the second inning scoreless. Yordani Monegro, an absolute beast on the mound. Two strikeouts already. First pitch, Yorberto Mexicano is a tailing breaking ball that falls into the zone. Nothing and one. Austin Amaral in his second professional inning of work on the hill. He deals 0-1. Swung on, fouled away down the left field line right towards the Fred Nat dugout. And it's nothing and two. Quickly, Mexicano behind. He homered in the last ball game. Game number one of this doubleheader. Crushed a two-run blast over the left field fence in the fourth. Went 1-for-3 in the outing with a strikeout, and he also hit into a double play. But Roberto's feeling it as of late, a much increased role lately. The 0-2. He looks at a ball just literally a hair off the plate at 87 on a slider. Really could have gone either way, and it is 1-2. That's a sharp-looking pitch by Amaral. Great plate discipline by Mexicano. 1-2 pitch on the way. Fouled back on an 89-mile-an-hour changeup in the count now. 1-2 once again. Red Sox ended up with a hit in the last inning. Had two base runners. They stranded runners on second and third. The 1-2. This is cracked into left field, gloved by Cruz at short. He fires to first, and the pick is not there for Klassen. It skipped off the dirt right into his glove and deflected away. So aboard is Yorberto Mexicano. Curious if they'll rule this an error. Probably a throwing error. It was backhanded. I'm watching the replay. The throw. And really, Klassen has to make that play, essentially. We'll see how they officially score it here. If I'm the judge, that has to be an error. Certainly, if you're Yorberto Mexicano, you'd love the hit. And a conversation taking place as Liam Carroll having a conversation with Michael Corbett, the field umpire, and Yorberto Mexicano. And Mexicano is kind of taking some trots right here down the right field line. I guess he may have been slightly banged up. Trainer is out there as well. Mexicano kind of saying, hey, I'm good. Let me stay in this thing. Don't take me out. Jam-packed ballpark here tonight at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. And if you think this is a lot, this is probably about 75% capacity. A sellout tomorrow to see Dylan Cruz, the first-round draft pick of the Nationals. He makes his minor league debut at the single-A level tomorrow. First pitch to Albert Feliz is a called strike. He leaned away from a breaking ball in the zone, and it's nothing and one. So they do give Mexicano the error. And it goes against Klassen, the first baseman, not a throwing error. The 0-1 skips away from Romero behind home plate on a ball in the dirt, and Mexicano now has second on a wild pitch. Red Sox have another runner in scoring position now. This is their third runner in scoring position of the night. They stranded the last two back in the first with Garcia on third and Lionel James on second after his double. And Austin Amaral, an incredibly talented college pitcher, still trying to kind of deep breath his way through his first professional outing. Feliz homered this series, the 1-1. He swings and fouls one away on a breaking ball in the dirt, and that has been really his Achilles heel, his kryptonite in so many ways, a curveball that he gets out in front of. Can tower a fastball. I mean, crush a fastball. We're talking 113 mile an hour off the bat the other night with the exit velocity. But when it comes to a curveball, just not his pitch to hit. 1-2. He looks at a slider low and away, and the count now 2-2. And for whatever reason, the scouting report is kind of out on that, right? In game number one, Luke Young fooled Albert Feliz not once but twice with curveballs to strike him out. Mexicano with a lead at second. 2-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. Took a big cut at a curveball, and it sits down Albert Feliz swinging for the first out of the second. Second professional strikeout for Austin Amaral, the Stetson University product. We go to the eight hole with John Frank Salazar playing at second tonight for the Sox. Still only one gone, though, for Salem with a runner in scoring position on second. And now Romero wants to have a conversation. Pitching coach coming out as well for the Fred Nats just to talk things over, ease things in. And, you know, it's tough because Amaral was so juiced up to go last night, right? You're excited. You're about to make your professional debut. And actually, they might be making a call to the bullpen. They are. They are making a call to the bullpen here. And that is going to be the night for Austin Amaral in his professional debut. So this is going to turn into a little bit of a bullpen night for the Fred Nats. Boy, did not see that coming at all whatsoever. And again, the manager of the Fredericksburg Nationals is taking his 4 days that every head man is granted. So he is not even here tonight, right? He is not managing this game, which is why the pitching coach had come out to make that change. And so a completely new arm will take the hill now for the Fredericksburg Nationals. We'll get the info. We'll get the details. We'll step aside. Runner in scoring position for the Sox with only one gone here in the top of the second. It is a scoreless ball game on a beautiful night in Fredericksburg.
Hey, fans. The Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Still scoreless here as we're back to baseball. New pitcher on the hill for the Fred Nats to face John Frank Salazar. The first pitch is cranked into left field, up over the diving glove of Rivero. Roberto Mexicano rounds third. He comes home to score. John Frank Salazar, an RBI double on the first pitch that he sees. And the Red Sox, for the first time in this series, have a 1-0 lead. John Frank Salazar, who came into the at-bat batting 0-68, just ripped an RBI double, and finally his bat starts to come around. Such an asset to have. Mexicano scored from second. The first pitch to Albertson Asihen misses low and away. It's 1-0. And I didn't even get a chance to tell you about the new man on the hill who just gave up a hit and a run in his first pitch. 1-0 to Asihen. He looks at a ball inside. 90-mile-an-hour fastball that misses. It's 2-0, and really, I think that was missed. Chris Jahnke called that a ball. That was in the zone. Kevin Rodriguez, the righty on the hill, out of the bullpen for the Nats. Wearing the all-whites tonight. 2-0. Misses low and away on a fastball, and it's 3-0. They got the navy blue caps with the F. The red bill, white jerseys, reads Fred Nats in cursive across the front. Very similar to the Washington National uniforms, the 3-0. This is a called strike, clipping the outside corner. 86 on a changeup. 3-1 for Albertson Asihen. Rodriguez is 6'1", 145-pound righty. 22-year-old out of Panama City, Panama. Acquired in 2018 as an IFA. The 3-1. Fouled away to the backstop on a high fastball. It's 3-2. Rodriguez goes sometimes by the middle name Antonio. 2-1 on the year with a 3.86 ERA. Has not pitched yet this series. Goes with a fastball, curveball predominantly. The 3-2. Misses outside. And it is ball four on a fastball just out of the zone. The Red Sox have runners on first and second. And Albertson Asihen works a really, really sharp walk. And that is, I mean, half in, half out of the zone here, according to the Hawkeye program. Really could have gone either way. Chris Jahnke called it a ball. And the Red Sox have first and second. And the way this series has gone, any Red Sox is not ever going to complain. Salem has lost the first three in blowout fashion, looking to bounce back here on a Friday night in Fredericksburg. First pitch to Coffey. It is outside on an 89-mile-an-hour changeup, 1-0. Coffey grounded out to third base his first time around. He plays at third tonight. 1-0 to Coffey. This time it's called a strike on a changeup low at the knees in the zone, and it's 1-1. Cutter Coffey batting .229, has 28 runs batted in, 45 walks on the year. Pretty impressive. Six homers, he leads the team. 1-1, he takes a called strike. 77 on a breaking ball that slams into the zone. 1-2. Coffey missed the first three games with a knee injury. Now back into the lineup for the first time since Sunday against Lynchburg, where he fouled the ball off his own knee early in the game. He exited the game, did not return. This is his first baseball since. 1-2 to Coffey. Misses, and this hit him. This hit him right on that knee that has been actually hurting him all week, and he very, very slightly limps to first. I mean, the gimpiest, tiny limp. He appears to be A-OK. Just a very tiny limp to first, which is probably what you're going to do regardless of if your knee has been hurting the last couple days or not when you get hit by an 87-mile-an-hour pitch. Quick little mound visit taking place here. This time, there is no call to the bullpen. No way. Romero in there having a conversation with Lloyd, pitching coach for the Fredericksburg Nationals. And, of course, the man on the hill, Kevin Rodriguez, who came in for Austin Amaral, the man that made his minor league debut, pulled very quickly in this game. Did not expect that at all, really, to see Amaral be out that quick. The other guy, Yordani Monegro for the Red Sox, he's lights out right now. Granted, he's only faced three batters. He struck out two of them. And that 12-6 curveball is more than working, I would say. Amaral went one and a third, gave up a hit or run. It was earned. Walked a batter, struck out two with a 6.75 ERA in his debut. Just going one and a third, though, that's pretty quick. Here's Jostingson Garcia. First pitch is a breaking ball taken high but in the zone. It's the right call, and it's nothing and one. So the bases are loaded for the Red Sox. Salazar at third. The pitch. Check swing on a pitch missing low and away. Garcia pulls back in time, and it's one and one. Salazar at third. Asi Hen at second. Cutter Coffey at first. He was hit by a pitch. Huge spot for Jostingson Garcia. Triple shy of the cycle in a game a week ago. An unreal week. The 1-1. He looks at a slider out of the zone, and the count now 2-1. Homered twice last week against the Hillcats. Was 0-for-6 with some walks coming into this ball game. He walked in his first at-bat, was stranded at third. 2-1 to Garcia. He swings and lifts it high into the air. Shallow center field. Thomas camping underneath it. Long run. He's there. Salazar will not tag up. Smart to not tag up. I mean, it was shallow enough where they would have had him hosed all day long. So it's not deep enough to score. The base is still loaded, and there are two gone. You just needed to get that a little bit further for a sac fly. Instead, Garcia just a little bit too far underneath it, and he flies out to the center fielder. But it's all for naught with the bases still loaded. Here's Luis Ravello, struck out looking in his first at-bat, but he's been the hot stick for the Sox. 2-for-4 in game one. Had a hit earlier today in the second inning. First pitch. He waves and misses on an 85-mile-an-hour slider that was well below his knees, out of the zone, and it's 0-1. Righty on lefty. Can the lefty deliver again? 0-1. Misses way low and away on a breaking ball. 1-1. I shouldn't call him a lefty, really. He's a switch hitter. He just bats lefties so much more often because the abundance of right-handed pitchers compared to lefties in the Carolina League. 1-1 to Ravello. Swings and misses on an 85-mile-an-hour slider in the dirt again. I mean, that's a pitch that really you got to try not to swing at when it's that low and out of the zone. 1-2 for Ravello. He loves to golf balls, though, right? Loves a low swing that he can lift a ball. Has three home runs on the year. Bases loaded, 1-2 the count, two gone. The pitch, low and away, taken for a ball on a breaking ball, and it's two balls and two strikes for Luis Ravello. 1-0, Salem leads. The run came earlier in this inning. John Frank Salazar brought home Yorberto Mexicano. The 2-2 swung on this one, ripped down the right field line, gloved by Klassen. He charges to first, and he gets there in time for the out. So the Red Sox in the first inning strand runners on second and third. In the second inning, they strand the bases loaded. Offense to be desired, but the offense is there. Yordani Monegro on the hill again next for the Red Sox. We go to the bottom of the second. 1-0 Red Sox lead in Fredericksburg.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
The ace on the hill for the Red Sox. Your Donnie Monegro gets set for his second inning of work. Sat him down 1-2-3 in his first inning. Had two strikeouts, one of them looking, one of them swinging, and that low curveball out of the zone is absolutely working. And actually, you know, I'm going to take back what I just said. Sometimes it's not out of the zone. Matter of fact, he's been leaving it in the zone, but very, very low at the knees for a handful of called strikes as well. Something that we have not really seen from him, to throw it early in the count. Typically uses it as his two-strike pitch, instead mixing it in a little bit more, and it's working. Blake Klassen leads us off, the cleanup man, to lead off the bottom of the second. 1-0 Red Sox lead. The first pitch is inside for a ball, 84 on a slider, and it is 1-0. A good take by Klassen, just a hair out of the zone, the 1-0. Called strike at the letters, 91 on a fastball, and it's evened up at 1-1. Jam-packed ballpark tonight to see these two teams play. 1-1 pitch. The lefty skies one out into center field. Garcia charging ahead, pinches it with the neon glove, and there's one down. Blake Klassen flies out to center field. Here's Royce Marquintana, the left fielder, and I'll tell you this. Was at dinner last night with the Fred Nats broadcasters, Ben Carlton, Eric Bach, two great guys, and we were just talking about both teams, and I said, they said the Fred Nats hadn't hit a home run in this series yet, despite dominating. This is the guy to do it, if there will be one. The first pitch is taken for a strike at 93 at the letters, 0-1. And why, you ask? Because, one, he's due, and two, he is so powerful. Two on the year, the 0-1. Misses low and away on a breaking ball at 77. It's 1-1. And only two on the year is why I say he's due, but he's been hot as of late, been killing the Red Sox in this series. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball misses high at 76. Two balls and a strike for Royce Marquintana. Quintana had a rest in game one of the doubleheader. 2-1 on the way. Wave and a miss at a high fastball, 2-2. Had a hit in the 7-1 win the other night. Advanced once on an error as well. And in game number one, had a huge 2-RBI triple in the first inning to really set the table and just lay a foundation for how the whole series has played out thus far until right now. The 2-2 misses way high. A great grab by Anderso Lira in order to avoid letting that get over his head. And it's 3-2. Massive payoff pitch. Monegro, he kicks, deals, 3-2, swing and a miss, got him with a fastball, almost always uses that 12-6 curveball in a two-strike count, especially when the count is full. Instead, this time, he completely fools Quintana. Quintana was not ready for a high fastball, and it is strikeout number three for your Donnie Monegro. He is dealing. Here's Max Romero Jr., the lefty out of Miami. First pitch on the way. He looks at a ball downstairs. 76 on a breaking ball, 1-0. Max Romero Jr., hitter of the month for the Fred Nats in July. 1-0 on the way. He takes a ball high and in on a fastball at 93, 2-0. Batting 260 with 17 ribbies. Walked 18 times, three homers. Monegro deals. 2-0 pitch. Swung on. This one blasted. Deep left field. Going back is Feliz. He's there at the track. He makes the catch on the run. Monegro points out to him in left field, says, "Thank you, sir." And your Donnie Monegro, despite a blast to left, has sat them down 1-2-3 in both the first and second inning. He's retired the first six batters that he has faced, and it is 1-0 Red Sox. We go to the top of the third, back in 60 seconds. This is Red Sox baseball in Fredericksburg. Who let the dogs
out? Hey, Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Jam-packed ballpark here in Fredericksburg. It's a 1-0 Red Sox lead as we go to the top half of the third inning. Red Sox have been hot so far today, really. Despite an 8-2 loss in game one of the doubleheader, the hits were there. It was the first time in this series that the Red Sox had not been sat down in just three hits with one run. That's what they did in game one and game two. Not the case in game number one of this doubleheader. Matter of fact, the Red Sox were much, much better than that. Here's Lionel James digging in. The righty first pitch is taken for a strike right over the middle. 89 on a fastball that is literally right down the middle of the zone. Nothing and one. James, the 0-1. He takes once again. Pitch misses below the knees on a slider at 84. It is 1-1. Red Sox had eight hits despite scoring just two runs in game one of this doubleheader. He lines one on the ground over to Cruz at short. It's fisted, fired to first in time for out number one. So Lionel James doubled in his first at-bat. He's sit down on a 6-3 putout here. Brings up the catcher, Ander Solita. Grounded out to third his first time around Didlita. Ended the inning back in the first. Feels like he's kind of due, the 236 hitter. First pitch, the righty fouls it away back behind home plate, and the count nothing and one as he was out in front of the curveball. Off the arm of Kevin Rodriguez, the righty that came in for the starter, Austin Amaral, just the second inning. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss on a low slider that fools Ander Solita. Nothing in two. Huge night coming up tomorrow night here in Fredericksburg. Virginia Credit Union Stadium maybe has not seen a game this big as it will be tomorrow night. 0-2 to Lita. Taken high on a fastball at 91, and it's 1-2. Tomorrow night, Dylan Cruz, first-round draft pick out of LSU, one of the biggest stars in the sport of baseball right now, will be here making his debut with the Fred Nats. 1-2, taken downstairs and away on a slider at 84, and it's 2-2. They're doing a jersey auction after the ball game tomorrow. There is literally talk that that jersey could go for upwards of $20,000 to $30,000. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He was way in front of the curveball. And Lita is sat down on strikes. It is the first strikeout of the night for Kevin Rodriguez. So there are two gone here in the top of the third. 1-0 Red Sox lead it. Bringing up the DH, Roberto Mexicano was aboard with an error back in the second. Advanced to second on a wild pitch and ended up scoring, matter of fact. Righty on righty matchup. The powerful Roberto, the first pitch, is a called strike over the inside corner. 88 on a fastball, nothing and one. Mexicano batting 280. Nobody on, two gone. 1-0 Sox lead. 0-1 misses downstairs. 89 on a breaking ball. 1-1 now the count. Mexicano came up a little bit gimpy once he got to first on the error, stuck in the ball game. Said, hey, I'm A-okay. Just give me a second. The 1-1. Skips up in the dirt, deflects off the glove of Romero. Two balls and a strike for Roberto. Mexicano homered in the 8-2 loss in game one of this DH earlier today. A two-run blast in the fourth. Ended up going 1-for-3 in the outing. Looking to keep that momentum going. 2-1. Taken high and away on a fastball at 90. 3-1. Possibly a two-out base runner here for the Red Sox. Roberto Mexicano ahead in the count. 3-3. Have to be thinking fastball low and away here against Rodriguez. The pitch swung on, lifted foul, and that is exactly what it was. A fastball low and away at 90. That's Mexicano's pitch to hit. He loves a low and away fastball that he can yank. A little bit of Enter Sandman here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium, the anthem of Virginia Tech, 3.5 hours down the road. Payoff pitch. Taken outside, ball four on a fastball off the plate, and Roberto Mexicano works a two-out full count walk. Absolutely incredible plate appearance for Roberto. Here's Big Al, who struck out swinging in his first at-bat. Albert Feliz, the left fielder, digs in. Made a huge play in left field to end the bottom of the second defensively. Made a catch on the warning track in his unnatural position in the outfield. Stepping up big time. First pitch is taken. It goes away from Romero, trickles away. So Mexicano takes second on a wild pitch. That was just a fastball that got away from Kevin Rodriguez, the righty on the hill. And the count 1-0 for Feliz. Now he has a runner in scoring position with two gone. The Red Sox have stranded runners in scoring position in the last two innings. Stranded two in the first, stranded the bases loaded in the second. Offense to be desired, 1-0 is waved on and missed. The 91-mile-an-hour fastball that Feliz took a big cut at and missed it. 1-1, had to kind of golf at it, but you have to, I mean, it was in the zone. It was a great pitch from Rodriguez right at the knees. Ball and a strike now for Big Al. The righty homered a couple of nights ago on Wednesday. 1-1. Swing and a drooper out at a right field. This is down for a knock. Mexicano gets waved around third, heading home. The throw is in time. Mexicano thrown out at the plate. Andrew Pinckney in right field, take a bow. He ends the inning with an absolute dime to Romero at home plate, and they get Mexicano trying to score. Andrew Pinckney, the Alabama product. It's the college all-star team for the Fred Nats. We go to the bottom of the third. Salem leads it 1-0 in Fredericksburg.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
E.T. Home from...
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7.05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
It's a Yordani Monegro night for the Salem Red Sox. They hold a 1-0 lead heading into the bottom half of the third inning. He has retired all six batters that he has faced so far tonight, which does not sound like anything crazy, especially for Monegro, but if you have been here with us all week long, really it is something we have yet to see against this incredibly talented Fredericksburg Nationals lineup full of brand new draft picks. It's really a show being put on by Monegro to sit down the first six batters, especially since he has three strikeouts. Here's Gavin Dugas. The first pitch is taken below the knees on a curveball. The count 1-0. Dugas playing at second tonight, the LSU product. Righty on righty, the 1-0 pitch. He takes again. This time it's a called strike on a breaking ball right at the knees. 1-1 for Dugas. Was an absolute stud with Louisiana State. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. He got him with a slider at 81. It's 1-2. Dugas coming off the heels of a national championship with the Tigers. 1-2 pitch. Taken high on a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. 2-2. A great grab by Ender Solita to not let it get away, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes for Dugas. The pitch. Check swing on a pitch that skips up in the dirt. Typically, that's that 2-strike pitch that'll get him. Dugas knows SEC baseball, though, and sometimes it's a little different. 3 balls, 2 strikes. An incredible at-bat now already here in the bottom of the third. Monegro nods his head. He kicks. He deals. 3-2. Oh, he hit him. He hit him right on the hand. Oh, boy, and Dugas is in agony right now as he jolts to his left, jumps in the air. He's bending over here. Boy, anytime you see a guy get hit on the hands, it's tough because in baseball, sometimes a ball to the hands is arguably one of the worst injuries you can have. If there's a bone break or anything like that, you can miss some serious significant time. Again, don't want to speculate, but always have to be cautious when you take a ball to the hands. It'll be, regardless, the first base runner given up by Yordani Monegro tonight after retiring the first 6 batters he faced. A good at-bat, and Dugas, unfortunately, just saw one pitch too many, I guess. He's getting checked out by the training staff now, just about a foot down the right field line. Red Sox have a trainer out there as well as the Nationals trainer, and Monegro having a conversation with Ender Solita about a foot in front of the pitcher's mound. They're going to let them take their time here. It'll bring up Armando Cruz eventually, the young shortstop. He's in the 8-hole. Yoander Rovero, in the first time this series, will step up to the plate, playing at third, and then back to the top of the order it'll go with Tuta, Jonathan Thomas. Dugas is going to stay in this ballgame. And honestly, for such a young star, you don't want to see anything less than that. You know, really happy to see him shake this one off. Never feels good to take one of the hands. He's going to stick in there and stay in this ball game. He puts, of course, that sliding glove over his left arm, wraps it up. And he's got a lead at first, held down by Lionel James. Back to baseball, Armando Cruz at the dish. Runner on first, nobody out. The first pitch, he pulls away a bunt as it misses downstairs and in. 90 on a fastball, 1-0. Monegro, 3 strikeouts, he dealt 11 in his debut, has done 7 twice, 5 once, 3 is his lowest. I can't see that happening again anytime soon. 1-0 pitch, pulling away on a bunt, doesn't matter. Called strike against Armando Cruz. 81 on a slider that whipped into the zone, it's 1-1. Monegro in the stretch, nods his head, he agrees with Lita. He picks off over to first. Dugas is in there safely. Boy, did not expect him to pick off there. Typically does not pick off much at all. Just is so confident in his pitching ability. Rarely feels the need. And the Nationals do not steal a whole ton. This is not Lynchburg. 1-1 pitch. Swung on, this one hit. Threw into right field for a base hit. It skips up off the turf. Takes a weird hop. Scooped up by Ossie Hennin, thrown in. And it moves Dugas to second. Armando Cruz is aboard with a base knock. After retiring the first 6, now Yordani Monegro has given up a hit by pitch and a single. 9-hole hitter Yoander Rivero steps on in for the Fred Nats. Playing for the first time in this series. This is game number 4. Doubleheader tonight. We only play 7. 8-2, Fred Nats won game 1 of this DH. First pitch on the way. He bunts it right back in front. Monegro scoops, fires it to first, and they get him at first. The runners move, though. Dugas to third. Armando Cruz to second. You know, smart play by Monegro. Not trying to force it to second or third. Just getting the easy out.
First out of the inning. 1-3 put out if you're scoring at home. We go to the top of the order with a red-hot bat. Tuta, as they call him. Jonathan Thomas, the center fielder. So lightning fast. Such a powerful swing as well. He's 0-for-1 tonight with a 3-1 ground out. Second and third, one gone, the pitch. He bunts right back in front. Monegro scoops. Underhand toss to Lira, and they got him. Yordani Monegro ends up doing it with his glove. He scoops it up, tosses it out of his glove to Lira, and they get Gavin Dugas at home. Monegro with an incredible heads-up play, and they avoid giving up what would have been the tying run. So safe on a fielder's choice is Jonathan Thomas. You'll take that all day long. It moves Armando Cruz over to third, but still 1-0 the Red Sox lead. Yordani Monegro with an unbelievable play. Decided he did not have time to transition, flipped it on with his tan mitt. Here's Andrew Pinckney, right fielder, who's been an absolute stud already this week. Righty on righty, the first pitch. Runner goes from first. Breaking ball misses downstairs. Lira will not throw. There was nobody covering at second. It's 1-0, and it's a stolen base for Jonathan Thomas. Now there's two runners in scoring position here for the Fred Nats. Dangerous spot. Two gone. Little bit of a jam for Yordani Monegro. Can he deal his way out of it? 1-0 pitch. Fouled back by Andrew Pinckney. And this is more like the matchup that we've been waiting to see all week, right? You have Yordani Monegro, who probably will not be in single A much, much longer if he continues to pitch very well. And Pinckney should not be down here for much longer either. The fourth-round pick out of Alabama has been sensational early on. Ball and a strike, the pitch. He cranks a curveball through up the middle, a base hit. Coming home to score is Cruz. Right behind him is Thomas. A two RBI single with two gone here in the bottom of the third for Andrew Pinckney. And the Fred Nats lead it 2-1. He's that good, folks. He is that darn good. I mean, what more do you want? Andrew Pinckney is a stud. He's been doing that all series long. Three hits the other night in the 7-1 win, had two RBIs in the process. Here's the first pitch. It is taken high by Yoandy Morales, the second rounder who's DHing tonight. It's 1-0. Yeah, Pinckney, three hits, goes 3-for-4 with two RBIs in the 7-1 win on Wednesday. Pinckney had two hits with an RBI on Tuesday. Pickoff over to first, in there safely. At first base is Pinckney. And again tonight. Struck out in his first at-bat. He did it looking, not the second time. Two RBI single. Morales struck out as well first time around. 1-0 to Yo-Yo. Runner goes. Pitch is a called strike. Throw down to second. It's too far to the left of Salazar. Ticks off his glove into the outfield grass. He scoops it up. Pinckney does not move, though, from second. He didn't diagnose that it had gotten away in time. He stays at second base, but it is a stolen bag for Andrew Pinckney. Add it on to his unbelievable stat line this week in Fredericksburg. The fourth rounder out of Alabama is unconscious. Here is the second rounder with a 1-1 count out of the University of Miami. 1-1 to Morales. He waves and misses on a high fastball. Took a huge hack at a 91-mile-an-hour heater, and it's 1-2. Monegro a strike away from getting out of this inning. It's 2-1 Fred Nats. They've scored two here in the bottom of the third. And you just, if you're Salem, you'd want to see Monegro go as long as he possibly can. Has never gone more than five complete. This is a seven-inning game, though, which helps. 1-2 on the way. Takes a slider low and away. Two balls and two strikes for Yoandy Morales. They call him Yo-Yo. Born and bred in Miami. Grew up in the South Beach area.
literally lived his whole life in South Florida, decided instead of turning pro out of high school, wanted to play for the Hurricanes. It paid off dividends. Was a all-star third baseman in the ACC. 2-2. He checks swings. It skips up, hits Anderson Lira on the face mask. A curveball that is yanked to the turf by Yordani Monegro. And it is now 3-2 as Morales pulled back in time. Definitely could have been danger. Pinckney stayed put at second. He flirted with the idea of going to third, but Lira, despite getting literally hit in the mask and his helmet coming off, was able to stay alert enough. Chris Jahnke said a couple of words to Yordani Monegro, now a couple to Lira, who seemed a little bit jolted and as his mask was hit ajar. Now back to baseball we go. Full count, runner in scoring position on second, two gone. The payoff pitch is taken low and away, ball four. Savadier on a curveball that misses outside of the zone, and it's a full count walk for Yoandy Morales. A really good at-bat for a really good batter in Morales, the second-round pick. Brings up the first baseman, Blake Klassen, who now has two aboard. A mound visit taking place. This is not Liam Carroll. It is Jason Blanton, the pitching coach for the Red Sox. So it will not be a call to the pen. Just a conversation to calm down Monegro a little bit. The entire infield converges. And Monegro had a chance to get out of a jam. And instead, Andrew Pinckney was too good. He ripped a 2-RBI single, and then he ended up stealing a base as well. So it is 2-1 Fred Nats. Pitch count for Monegro at 45. He definitely can keep going here. I think, you know, we might have seen his best. I think they are starting to figure out that breaking ball a little bit and just stay disciplined with it. That's why he's being forced to kind of put it in the zone rather than letting it be in the dirt like it's been all season long. These batters are too good. They're used to playing Power 5 college baseball. But I think that Monegro can certainly hang on in this ball game. Here's Blake Klassen. Flew out to center field his first time up. Righty on lefty matchup, first and second occupied for the Fred Nats. They lead it 2-1 here in the bottom of the third with two gone. Monegro steps off the rubber, takes time. Klassen batting 177, just a tick shy of the Mendoza line. Seven RBIs, looking for number eight or even number nine. If he can get one into the outfield grass. First pitch, taken low and in on an 80-mile-an-hour slider, 1-0. Bullpen action for the Red Sox taking place out in right field. Try and get a name and number, the 1-0. This is ripped on the ground right to the second baseman in Ravello. He steps on second base, and they get the out, the force out at second. Not before the Fred Nats take a 2-1 lead. Andrew Pinckney is a star. A 2-RBI single, and the Fred Nats are up 2-1. Top of the fourth after this in Fredericksburg.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Welcome back here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater, joined once again by the voice of the Fredericksburg Nationals, Mr. Eric Bach. Eric, We got ourselves a ball game for the first time in this series.
How about that, Gio? Pretty darn exciting, if you ask me. That was a really timely two-out hit there from Andrew Pinckney.
He's such a star, Woo. Isn't he? I mean, he had three hits the other night with two RBIs, had a pair of hits in game number one of the series, had that unreal throw from right field to get Yoberto Mexicano at home plate. Really looks like a true star this week.
Yeah, he's unbelievable, and seems like just a great guy, too. He was today's pregame show guest. We had a good chat for 5.5 minutes about the day and times of Andrew Pinckney, and man, it was a good interview. And now another Fred Nat making his debut, Jared Simpson out of Iowa.
It's just everybody this week is completely brand new. Jared Simpson wearing number 34, the tall left-hander, acquired in round number 8 of this year's draft. He will take on Gianfranc Salazar, the second baseman who, despite batting going into the AB below 100, ripped a huge double to bring in a run. Back in the second. Lefty on righty, the first pitch is taken for a called strike. 88 on a breaking ball, and the count now 0-1. What'd you think of Kevin Rodriguez? Kind of surprised to see Amaral come out so early as well.
Well, that's K-Rod's game, man. He can do anything. He can close games. He can come in, give you some length. He can come in the second inning. He can come in the ninth inning. And he has just been so consistently good this year for the Fred Nats, and gave up the double to Salazar. I think that was the first pitch that he threw, but after that it wasn't much, right?
Yeah, first pitch to Salazar. The 0-1 pitch is taken downstairs and away on a slider. The count now 1-1 for Gianfranc Salazar, a guy that if his bat can start to come around for the Red Sox here at the bottom of the order, would really make strides throughout the rest of this weekend, adding just 100. The 1-1. He cranks one out to right field, and this is a line drive down for a base hit. Gianfranc Salazar is now 2-for-2 tonight, despite coming into this game with only one hit at the single A level.
Well, he seems like a guy that is pretty versatile defensively. Liam can plug him in at second, at third, so if he can hit, talk about a useful guy for you guys.
Yeah, a real infield utility guy defensively. Nine-hole hitter Albertson Asihen, the powerful righty, digs in. Another lefty-on-righty situation here. The first pitch. He looks at a ball outside. 89 on a fastball, and the count now 1-0. On deck, Cutter Coffey, who has not played yet this series until game number 2 of this doubleheader here tonight. He was hit by a pitch on that same knee that has been bothering him. 1-0 is taken high once again on a fastball. It's 2-0.
Yeah, we said that on our show. I was pretty sure that was the same knee that kept him out of the first three games of this series. And so, obviously, pretty bad luck for Cutter to take another one there. But seems like he's all right. I mean, he stayed in the game and he's coming up to bat again.
Yeah, he seemed fine. Just the slightest limp to first. 2-0. Taken high once again on a changeup at 88. And it's 3-0. Eric, this place, I mean, it's full tonight. This is awesome. Firework Friday, but tomorrow night, I can only imagine with Dylan Cruz.
It's going to be absolutely wild, Gio. I don't think we've ever seen anything like tomorrow.
3-0. Taken high again. A four-pitch walk on a fastball out of the zone. And the Red Sox have runners at first and second.
But Dylan is here. He's in the dugout tonight. Okay. Arrived to Reagan Airport up in D.C. at about 11:30 this morning from West Palm, and has safely journeyed here to Fredericksburg. So that was kind of the last hurdle that was going to prevent him from debuting last night. So I think we're a full go.
Right. Specialty jerseys tomorrow? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
The one that I'm wearing right now.
Okay. Here's the righty Cutter Coffey at the top of the order, the first pitch. He checks swings, and he takes a fastball high in the count 1-0. This is five pitches in a row out of the zone here for Jared Simpson in his debut. Still trying to find his groove. Nobody out, runners on first and second for the Red Sox here in the top of the fourth. 2-1, Nats lead the pitch. This is inside on a breaking ball at 82. It's 2-0.
Our man Chris Jenke's had a bit of a tight zone in this game, hasn't he?
He has. I mean, it's there.
Not that pitch specifically.
Yeah.
There's been a few that have been even better that have been called balls.
I agree. 2-0 pitch. This is no doubt a strike on the outside corner. And the count is 2-1. So what does the fireworks show look like here on a Friday night?
You'll be impressed.
Okay.
It's very, very good. It's 4th of July caliber, I would say.
You love to hear that, the 2-1. Swing and a miss on a slider at 87. 2-2 now for Coffey. Hit into a 5-3 put out in the first. Again, was hit by that pitch in the second. Still hitless in the series, but this is the first time that he has appeared. Was really good against Lynchburg a week ago for the Red Sox. Homered. Looking to find that momentum again. 2-2. Wave and a miss, and he sat down on strikes. A 90-mile-an-hour heater blown right by Cutter Coffey for the first out here in the fourth.
Throw that one away. Simpson's first professional strikeout.
Here's Jostin Garcia. He walked and flew out to center field. Eric, if you asked me coming into this series who's a guy that can do some damage, I would have told you it would be Garcia. Now, he struggled going into the Lynchburg series, but was arguably unconscious against the Hillcats. A triple shy of a cycle in one game. The first pitch he takes high and in on a fastball. It's 1-0. He had two home runs in this series, multiple multi-hit games. I mean, he was a stud. And 0-for-6 in this series coming into tonight with a handful of walks as well. Still looking for his hit. The 1-0, this is flown out to shallow left field. Going back, Quintana. He's there to make the catch out and left. No tag up for the Sox, and there's two gone with runners on first and second here in the top of the fourth.
This has been a nice bounce back for Simpson after the single and walk to start the inning. But, man, the Red Sox left six guys on base through three. If you want to beat this Fred Dat team now, you definitely can't do that.
They have stranded runners in scoring position five times.
Yeah.
Actually, no, all six have been in scoring position. Salazar was on second.
Yes, he was.
Bases juiced in the second.
The guy thrown out at the plate, I mean, that's not a super winning formula.
Here's Luis Ravello, the first pitch. He flies it foul down the right field line into the seats, and the count nothing and one. Ravello, a switch hitter. He's been batting lefty all night, now batting righty with a lefty on the hill in Simpson. Last time he batted righty, he hit one off the wall in right field.
Yes.
That was the other night, part of a two-hit night in game one of the series. See if he can do it again. A one to Ravello. He swings, and he chops one right to the backing up Dugas at second. He gloves, fires to first, and they got him. Red Sox strand one in scoring position. They strand runners on first and second. It's still 2-1, Fred Nat's lead. We go to the home half of the fourth after this in Fredericksburg.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
E-T-O.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m., and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Beautiful night for baseball here in Fredericksburg. It's Firework Friday, and the Red Sox are on the road. The broadcast is on the road for the first time this year. Giovanni Heater. And I welcome in Eric Bach, the voice of the Fredericksburg Nationals. Yordani Monegro still on the hill for the Red Sox. He enters his fourth inning of work. He's given up two runs on two hits, and it is 2-1, the Fredericksburg Nationals lead. And Monegro had really good stuff early, struck out his first batters that he faced, the first six, I should say, batters that he faced, and then he gave up a pair of hits and a pair of runs in the third. He'll face Royce Marquintana, who lifts the first pitch high into the air, shallow center. Garcia will be there. He camps out, makes the catch for out number one.
I like your little throwback there, Gio. Now back to the guys in the booth.
Yeah, I got to give credit.
Very, very nice.
To Kendall Williams, a good friend of ours back at Virginia Tech. She recorded that for me. But, yeah, we really wanted to take the broadcast to a next level, have kind of our own ads. We're not sponsored, but
sure.
Do our own stuff and, you know, put all that together. There's Max Romero Jr., catcher. First pitch is on the way. He looks at a strike right over the middle of the zone. I mean, that is smack dab in there. 81 on a breaking ball, and on the camera here that you cannot see on our broadcast, but on theirs.
Amazing.
A stare down from Nunez. First pitch taken high and in, and rather the 0-1, I should say. And the count now 1-1. See, these are guys that, you know, we have the relationship with our players. You have that with yours, which is pretty cool to see.
Yeah, it's amazing.
1-1. This is high and in. Two balls and a strike on a fastball. I know you were pretty close with Brady House, who recently was elevated.
My guy. He's in double A now. 16 high A games, and they said, too easy for you.
That's insane. 2-1. Lifted high up over our head. This will tail right towards my car. Please don't hit it. It's 2-2. Yeah. Two and two.
Brady maybe made the play of the game in the Futures game, too, in Seattle. Made a falling into the crowd catch at third base on a little foul pop up, and also had a base hit in that game. I mean, showed out on the national stage, and I was so happy for him.
No doubt. Calling time here is Ender Solita behind home plate to give Yordani Monegro a chance.
Ooh, I think we got a pitch clock violation, Gio.
Well, that'll make it 3-2 if that's the case, and it is. So a full count now for Max Romero Jr. At one point a Commodore at Vanderbilt, then a Miami Hurricane. The payoff pitch. He takes a fastball high and in for ball number four. A great take by Max Romero Jr. And with one gone, there's a runner on first for the Fred Nats. Brings up an absolute stud again. I mean, there's no break in the lineup, like we've said all series. Gavin Dugas, who is so excited, I'm sure, to have his teammate in Dylan Cruz in town. But Dugas has been a beast this week. First pitch, skips up in the dirt on a breaking ball. It's 1-0, and he has been one of the only guys in this league to not be fooled by Monegro's curveball.
Well, he's seen a few of those at LSU.
National champ.
And a big part of the championship run, too.
1-0. Taken inside on a fastball at 91. It's 2-0. Runner on first is Romero. He walked. Dugas was hit by a pitch on the hand and is staying in this ballgame, which is great to see. That's scary.
I was worried for him there for a second.
Two balls, no strikes, the pitch. He cranks one down the left field line. It's gloved by Cutter Coffey. Tossed to second in time. Fire to first. It's not there. So they get the force at second to sit down Romero. Dugas shows off the wheels and is in safely at first with a fielder's choice.
I think they get the double play there. Coffey fumbled with it for a second, kind of juggled it before he threw it to second. Ball was hit pretty hard, 85 off the bat there, so Coffey doesn't fumble with it. Maybe trying to shake off the rust down there at third base after not playing all week.
I'd agree with you. Brings up the eight-hole hitter, the shortstop, Armando Cruz, who has singled and scored tonight. 56 pitches for Monegro. Two gone, runner on first. Bottom of the fourth, the pitch. Check swing on a pitch missing high, 92 on a fastball. It's 1-0. 2-1 your score. Fredericksburg leads. And we've said Fredericksburg leads all week, but this game just has a little bit of a different feel to it.
No doubt.
The 1-0. Swing and a miss on a fastball right over the middle of the plate. I mean, that's a pitch to hit if you've ever seen one, and it's 1-1.
Yeah, the Red Sox finally scored first. Felt like that was kind of a big hurdle for them to clear to just be in the game, you know?
The ace on the hill, the 1-1. Misses high and away on a slider at 81, and it's 2-1.
And Yordani absolutely carved up the Fred Nats here back on July 3rd. 5 scoreless innings. Not many base runners to be had against him.
11.
Salem won that game.
11 Ks in his debut,
yeah.
And from that day on, we were like, that's the guy. 2-1. Misses outside on a fastball at 91, and it's 3-1. I couldn't believe that. I've never seen 11 strikeouts in a debut like that ever. That was wild. That was something. And it hasn't been downhill by any means from there. Had 5 against you guys, 7 in back-to-back games against Down East and Delmarva. 3-1. He rockets one into right field, down for a base hit. Dugas pumps the brakes at second. And the runners are on first and second with two gone here for the Fred Nats in the bottom of the fourth.
Armando Cruz has suddenly figured something out here. He had really struggled in July. He's in there practically every day because he is a high-priority prospect for the Nationals, just 19 years old out of the DR. But, man, if he can start hitting two, that's just another guy in this lineup that all of a sudden has become pretty loaded.
There's the nine-hole guy, Yoandor Rivero, who is playing for the first time in this series. First pitch. He lifts one into left field. This is down for a hit all the way into the corner. Dugas rounds third. He will score. Stopping at third is Armando Cruz. An RBI double for Yoandor Rivero. And the Fred Nats extend the lead. 3-1, the new score, and Fredericksburg continues to hit no matter what pitcher they face.
Well, when you got guys like Cruz and Rivero hitting, Rivero plays one or two games a week, and now today a sacrifice bunt that moves runners up and an RBI double. I mean, these guys show up and do what they've done. It kind of raises the game of the guys that are here, too.
That has been the story now tonight. The first pitch to JT misses way high in and as Tuda ducks away from a fastball at 92, and it's 1-0. A scare there. Yeah, the story all week has been, hey, these college studs are raking. Now all of a sudden, it's the other guys that are doing it, and Pinckney helping out as well.
Yeah, pretty cool.
1-0, wave and a miss. Was way ahead of that curveball. It's 1-1. That's a good-looking pitch from Monegro. I don't know how he gets guys to swing at that, but he does all year long.
Well, this is a huge, huge spot for him here because if he lets these two in, might need to wrap this one up again here tonight. But Salem's still very much alive if he can get out of this.
Second and third, two gone. The pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2 as it trickles away from Lita. He scoops it up in time before anybody can move. 1-2 now the count for Jonathan Thomas, and again he got him with the curveball. I mean, same pitch, same spot,
yeah.
And he goes for it again.
I think both of them bounced in front of home plate.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know how guys swing at that. Monegro with that curveball, and you got to think he's going with it again. Here's the 1-2. This one is swung on, drubbed down the left field line. Gloved by Coffey, fires to first in time, and they got him. So stranding two in scoring position are the Fred Nats. They still score one. They lead it 3-1. As we go to the top half of the fifth, it's a seven-inning ball game, game two of a doubleheader here in Fredericksburg. Back in 60 seconds, this is Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey Red Sox fans, come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction, and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Yordani Monegro gets out of a complete jam, gives up just one run. It's 3-1. Fredericksburg leads as we go to the top of the fifth at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. And the Fred Nats forced to strand runners in scoring position on second and third. Here's Lionel James, who's red hot. The first pitch, he takes a called strike, 78 on a breaking ball from Jared Simpson, and it's 0-1. Simpson in his single-A debut, brand new draft pick right out of college, an eighth rounder. 0-1. This is high and away on an 86-mile-an-hour slider. It's evened up at a ball and a strike. Simpson out of Clinton, Iowa. 6'4", 205, the stature, the 1-1. Lifted high, foul territory, right field, carries into the seats. Deflects out of a fan's glove, and alive at 1-2 is Lionel James. Really kind of got lucky there that it didn't stay in. Probably would have been a foul out. 3-1, Fred Nat's lead. Salem very much so in this ballgame. Lionel James has been hot. Doubled in the first, had two hits in game number one of this doubleheader. The lefty deals, 1-2, misses high and away, 2-2. Slider. How huge this could be if Lionel James can find a way to get aboard here to lead off the top of the fifth in a seven-inning game. Lefty on righty, Simpson deals. Swing and a foul tip. Lionel James just got one in on the hands. A slider at 85 that really would have missed the zone, actually. But he deflects it away, and it's 2-2. The 246 hitter, 39 RBIs. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. Swing and a fly ball, shallow center field. Charging in Thomas, and Tuda makes the grab out in center for out number one. Fly out to center field for Lionel James. Here's the catcher, Anderso Lida, who has been struggling as of late in this series. Lida has struck out and grounded out so far tonight. Did not play in game number one of the doubleheader. It was Juan Montero who quietly snapped a six-game hitting streak. Lida went 0 for 3, I should say, on Wednesday. First pitch. He takes a called strike, 85 on a slider. Clips the outside corner, nothing and one. Lito walked but went 0 for 3 on Tuesday as well. Hitless in the series is the young righty. Lefty on righty matchup, the 0-1. He takes a slider out of the zone and the count evens up at a ball and a strike. This game is so big tonight because if you can win with your ace on the hill, it just says so much. For the Red Sox, 1-1. Swung on, lifted sky high, shallow center. Thomas is there. He camps out, pitches a 10, and makes the grab with his left hand for out number two. Back-to-back flyouts to center field for the Red Sox. Here's the designated hitter, Roberto Mexicano. Worked an awesome at-bat last time around. He walked, advanced to second on a wild pitch, and was thrown out at the plate on what could have been an RBI single from Albert Feliz to make it 2-0 Red Sox, but Pinckney in right field said otherwise. First pitch is a called strike on the inside corner as Mexicano raised his arms, shimmied away from it, but it didn't matter. Nothing and one. Lefty on righty again. Mexicano homered earlier. First pitch is chopped foul down the left field line. And excuse me, that was the 0-1. It's nothing and two. Two-run blast in the fourth in the 8-2 loss in game one of the doubleheader. Went 1-for-3 altogether in those seven innings. Playing both games in the DH today. 0-2. Foul back to the netting. Nothing in two. It'll stay for Roberto. He was waved around third, and Andrew Pinckney, just a cannon, an unbelievable throw right to home plate from right field. Pinckney will probably not be here long because he's been an insane bat this week too. The 0-2, check swing, pitch misses low. It's 1-2. And pointing to his pitcher, Simpson, is Romero behind home plate saying that was the pitch. You almost got him. He had to pull back. 1-2. Simpson in the stretch deals the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He went back to the same breaking ball and he sat him down swinging. Second strikeout for the young career of Jared Simpson making his debut tonight. The Red Sox sat down 1-2-3 for the first time tonight, and it was in the top of the fifth. It's still a 3-1 Fred Nat's lead. We go to the home half after this in Fredericksburg.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Spectacular crowd on hand tonight. It's a 3-1 Fredericksburg Nationals lead as we go to the home half of the fifth. A 7-inning ball game tonight. It's game 2 of a doubleheader. The Fred Nats lead the series at 3-0. The Red Sox looking to bounce back, and this game has been just so much better in so many ways. The pitching has been there, the defense has been there, and most importantly, the bats have been there for the Red Sox. They are facing some incredibly talented baseball players. Top draft picks we're talking about here for the Fredericksburg Nationals in the 2023 draft. All that were studs playing for big-time Power 5 schools in college. They all come here to play Salem, and they're showing out, plain and simple, in their first week. Andrew Pinckney, the biggest of all of them, probably. Crushed a 2-RBI single back in the third. Had a 3-hit game the other night with 2 RBIs. Had 2 hits in game number 1 of the series. And he steps on in right here, the righty. Throughout Roberto Mexicano all the way from the right field corner as well at home plate. First pitch to Pinckney on the way. He takes a strike right over the middle of the plate and the count, nothing and one. New pitcher on the hill for the Red Sox, Luis De La Rosa, out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Comes in for Yordani Monegro, the 0-1. Check swing on a pitch missing just inside, 85 on a slider, and the count evens up at a ball and a strike. Muggy night tonight here in Fredericksburg with a great crowd for Firework Friday. De La Rosa kicks and deals, 1-1. Swing and a miss. He got him with a breaking ball in the dirt in the count 1-2. De La Rosa, the righty, goes with a fastball, curveball, changeup. He will work in a slider. 2-6 on the year with a 3.86 ERA. 49 complete innings for Luis. The righty deals, 1-2. Pitch misses downstairs. 75 on a breaking ball. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Monegro was pretty darn solid for the Red Sox. Gave it everything you could possibly ask for against this lineup. 2-2. Misses downstairs and away again. And the count works full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Another excellent at-bat for Andrew Pinckney, who you can't say enough about, really. He's something special. Payoff pitch to Pinckney. Check swing, called strike, ring him up. Breaking ball in the zone. And boy, Chris Jahnke did not get it right. Looking at the TrackMan data here, that missed outside of the zone. He called it strike 3. He did not say Pinckney went around either. He just called it in the zone. Pinckney was running to first thinking that he had it. Instead, a huge start here for Luis De La Rosa to get one looking. And it's his first strikeout, so there's one gone. As spinning away from a fastball is Yoandy Morales, the count now 1-0. Bottom of the fifth, Fred Nats lead it 3-1. Morales 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk tonight. The 1-0 pitch taken downstairs and away on a breaking ball. It's 2-0. Morales, the second-round pick out of Miami, batting 250, made his debut on Tuesday this week, like many of these studs did. Ready on righty, De La Rosa deals the 2-0. Called strike on the outside corner, 78-mile-an-hour curveball, it's 2-1. De La Rosa, out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, acquired from Kansas City in the Franchi Cordero trade. 2-1. This is outside. It's 3-1. So he was acquired from Kansas City with Cordero and Grant Gamble alongside Freddy Valdez and Josh Winkowski for New York Mets, Andrew Benintendi, and Cash as well. The 3-1 swung on. This one rifled out into right field. Running into the corner is Ossie Henn. He can't make a play in right. It's all the way to the wall. Into second is Morales with a stand-up double. The Miami product continues to deliver. A hit in every single ball game that he's played at the single A level. It is also his second double of the series. Here's Blake Klassen, the lefty. 0-for-2 today, grounded out and flew out. Runner in scoring position on second for Klassen. Still only one gone here in the bottom of the fifth. Rednats lead it 3-1. Righty on lefty, the first pitch. Taken outside on a breaking ball. It's 1-0. How about last night in Syracuse with High A Worcester? An unbelievable game that saw 12 home runs from 12 different players. The 1-0. Swing and a miss on a curveball low below the knees, and the count now evened up at a ball and a strike. I mean, it was something unlike anything I had ever seen. Happened in my hometown up in Syracuse. The Worcester WooSox ended up taking down the Syracuse Mets in AAA. 1-1 pitch to Klassen. He takes a called strike on the outer half. 83-mile-an-hour slider, 1-2. Twelve home runs by 12 different players. Insanity. Runner on second, one gone. The 1-2. Called strike three. Breaking ball rings him up looking. Klassen is sat down. Second backwards K for Luis De La Rosa in the inning. Doing his best Jordani Monegro impression. Brings up Royce Marquintana, the powerful left fielder. Struck out swinging and flew out to center field tonight. 17-9 was the final score as Worcester took down the Syracuse Mets. 14 hits for the WooSox, 17 hits for the Syracuse Mets. Absolutely unbelievable. 12 homers from 12 different batters. There's only 18 total. That's insanity. Game lasted all night. Two gone, runner on second, the pitch. Quintana looks at a fastball downstairs, and it's 1-0. Syracuse recorded two more hits in the ninth than the WooSox, but couldn't quite come back. Down a big margin last night, the 1-0. Swung on, this one is chopped. Backhanded glove by James isn't there. It gets away. It gets away from the second baseman. Salazar can't pick it up. Sliding in safely is Yoandy Morales all the way from second. He scores. An error for the Red Sox. Quintana is aboard at first. It's 4-1, Fred Dance. You cannot afford errors like that if you're the Red Sox. It at least should have held Morales at third. Really, it should have ended the inning. And instead, an error scores a run and brings up another hitter in Max Romero catching behind home plate. He has walked and flown out tonight. Runner on first, two gone. The pitch. Called strike over the plate. 84 on a slider. Nothing and one to the former Commodore turned Hurricane Vanderbilt to Miami. Hitter of the month for the Fred Nats. 0-1 the pitch. Misses downstairs, and the count evens up at a ball and a strike. On deck for the Red Sox, it'll be Albert Feliz, John Frank Salazar, and Albert Sanasi Hen. They'll go 7-8-9. Trying to get out of this inning first, though, the bottom of the fifth. It's 4-1. Fredericksburg leads. Game slowly slipping away from the Red Sox. 1-1 pitch. taken downstairs, 2-1. We're talking about that offensive explosion in Syracuse last night between Worcester and Syracuse. 2-1 pitch to Romero. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball well inside in the count 2-2. 16 players in the game had a hit, and 9 players had at least 2 hits. 15 players scored at least 1 run, and 9 players scored at least twice. That's insane. Worcester did not leave a single runner on base in their 17-9 win with 14 hits. Unbelievable. 2-2. Skips up in the dirt, blocked by Lita, and the count is full at 3-2. 14 hits, you score 17 runs, and you don't leave a single runner on base. Insanity. The Mets, despite out-hitting the Red Sox, the Woo Sox, I should say, left 8 runners on base last night. That's why they lost. 3-2, runner goes, swing and a miss. Luis De La Rosa with his third strikeout of the fifth, and finally gets out of the innings. One hit, one run scores. It is 4-1 Fredericksburg. We go to the top of the sixth in this seventh-inning ball game after this in Fredericksburg.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Beautiful night for baseball here in Fredericksburg, Virginia Credit Union Stadium, the home of the Fredericksburg Nationals. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater, joined alongside one of the voices of the Fred Nats, Mr. Ben Carlton. Ben, thanks so much for joining me tonight.
I appreciate the invite, my friend. It's a whole new world here from the Visitors Radio.
Have you ever done a game from over here?
No, never. No. Normally, this is where I keep my giveaways that I get from the team.
Okay.
With you and Tyler coming to town, I had to clean the booth out. We got one of our Gus snow globes in here.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you left us a nice Gus snow globe. Pretty cool looking. How about this ball game, though? 4-1, Fred Nats lead, and Red Sox were in it. They scored first. Now it feels like slowly slipping away from them. Still in it, though. They'll go 7-8-9 with Albert Feliz, John Frank Salazar, and Albert Senasi-Hen. First pitch to Feliz, misses way high and in. 88 on a breaking ball, and the count 1-0.
Grissom Jr. has been nails at the back end of the bullpen this year for the Freddies.
Feliz waves and misses on a curveball at 76, and it's 1-1. Marquise Grissom Jr., the righty, new pitcher on the hill for the Fred Nats. He deals 1-1. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball again. And I'll tell you this, I've said it all night. Big Al does not hit the curveball very well. Not his pitch. More of a fastball kind of guy. And he can crank it. Homered in this series. Very powerful swing. Hit it 113 off the bat in that home run.
I was going to say that. It must have been a heater he saw two nights ago at this point.
Yeah.
A long solo home run to left field.
1-2, he takes it downstairs and away on a slider, and the count now 2-2. Marquise Grissom, 2-1 on the year with a 2.19 ERA. Acquired in last year's draft, 13th rounder. Pitch misses in the dirt once again, and the count full for Big Al, 3-2. This is kind of the slow part of the lineup for the Red Sox, but John Frank Salazar, who's on deck, is 2-for-2. Big Al swings and lifts one high into the air, shallow left field. Quintana underneath it. He makes the pinch for the first out here in the top of the sixth.
And how about Royce Meyer not being able to get the donut off his bat in the last half inning?
Yeah.
We were having a good chuckle about that next door.
Yeah, that was funny. Quintana, he's a powerful hitter as well. I'm telling you, I know he only has two on the year. It's a matter of time before he takes one deep.
Well, and that's something that the player development staff has been working with Royce Meyer on, getting his power potential unlocked.
Salazar fouls away a breaking ball in the count now, nothing and one. And he came into this batting below 100. He had one single A hit. He's been strugglesome, to say the least, a true defensive utility guy in the infield, though. And tonight he's doubled and singled. He's been stranded at both second and third. Nothing in one the count. Here's the pitch. He swings, lifts it high into left. It'll tail. No, that's a fair ball. That's a home run. Gianfranco Salazar gets a home run down the left field line by about 5 feet, and he's 3 for 3. A single, a double, and a homer. He's a triple shy of the cycle. I thought all day long this continued to tail foul, and it ended up sneaking its way inside of the pole. Wow.
Slow part of the lineup, huh?
I mean, typically it is, Ben. That's wild. Good for him. It's 4-2 now, and the Red Sox have cut the lead in half as Albert Tanasi-Hen looks at a strike on a breaking ball. 0-1 to Tanasi-Hen. Another called strike, nothing and two. This time a fastball finds the outside corner. Grissom Jr., he kicks, he deals, nothing and two. An appeal down the first base side on a check swing. Michael Corbett says that he does not go. The pitch misses just off the plate, and it's 1-2. That looked like a ring him up. The 1-2. Swung on this one, drubbed down the left field line. It'll stay fair, barehanded, thrown to first, and he's in there safely. Rivero almost had an unbelievable play, but Tanasi-Hen beats it out on an infield single.
Heck of an effort by Yoander there. He is a, like you said about Salazar, a bit more of a light-hitting defensive utility guy, but we've seen Yoander at third, short, and second this year with the Fred Nats.
Ben, tomorrow's going to be something special, I've heard.
It's going to be a good time.
Dylan Cruz in town. This is your first year with the Fred Nats, right?
Yep.
So probably the craziest scene you've seen as Cutter Coffey takes a strike, 90 on a fastball, it's 0-1.
Definitely. I mean, opening night here was a lot of fun. Elijah Green, the number 5 overall pick in last year's draft, obviously he made his debut. He had a walk-off hit on the Sunday of that 3-game series. But tomorrow, I mean, we're, if not already sold out, real, real close.
Runner on first, one gone, the 0-1. Taken high and in on another fastball. It's 1-1. Cutter Coffey tonight back in the lineup for the Red Sox. Has missed the last 3 days. Struck out swinging. Was hit by a pitch right on that knee that's been bothering him. And he grounded out to third base as well back in the first. 4-2. Fred Nats lead. The 1-1. Swing and a chopper down the left field line. It goes foul. And it's 1-2 for the leadoff man at the top of the order tonight. Cutter Coffey. Jostinson Garcia, the center fielder, is on deck. And with one out here, that home run was huge. Gianfranco Salazar, a solo blast. By far a career night for him. Something is clicking. The 1-2. Swing and a ripper. Down the left field line, it's through for a base hit. Tanasi-Hen around second. He chugs along to third. Coffey wants second as well, where he'll pump the brakes. A double for Cutter Coffey here with one gone. And there's runners on second and third in scoring position for the Red Sox.
Well, all of a sudden, Salem has sprung back to life. Had that early 1-0 lead, but Fred Nat pitching had largely held them in check. Now Justin Lord will go and chat with Marquise.
Justin Lord having a conversation. Tying run is in scoring position for the Red Sox in Cutter Coffey. For a guy in Jostinson Garcia that was red hot last series against Lynchburg, was a triple shy of the cycle himself in a ball game, had two home runs in the series, multiple multi-hit games. If he can generate some of that here, he's hitless in this series. If he can find some of that, boy, the Red Sox might have a run at this thing. Mound visit is broken up by Chris Jahnke. Ben, you're an Ithaca College guy yourself.
Yes, sir.
Up in my neck of the woods.
proud Ithaca Bomber.
Yes.
I was actually just looking at the football schedule today, see if I can maybe sneak my way up for Cortica.
Okay. Where are they playing that this year?
In Ithaca.
In Ithaca? So it's not at, like, a neutral site again?
No, it's not at MetLife. Okay. It's not at Yankee Stadium.
Because they did those two, right?
Well, MetLife, I got to call the game at MetLife, which was a ton of fun.
That's sick.
It was a good time.
That is awesome. That's got to be a memory you'll never forget.
Yeah.
First pitch to Garcia. He swings, lifts it high into the air, popped up. It's going to stay in the infield. Underneath it is the second baseman, Dugas. He makes the catch. For out number two, luckily there was only one gone. Garcia pops out, and that just feels like a waste on the first pitch in so many ways because he's such a talent who's been seeing the ball well. Brings up Luis Ravello, another guy, though, that's been hot this series. Went 2-for-4 in game number one of the series. Hit a double off the wall in right. First pitch. Trickles between the legs of Romero. Charging home is Ossie Henn. He scores, and it's 4-3. A wild pitch gets away, and coming in to score, Albertson, Ossie Henn brings the Red Sox within a run, and the tying run is on third in Cutter Coffee. That is massive.
Max Romero Jr. banging his chest after that one. Unamused with himself on a ball that he'll say time and time again he should have been able to smother.
Righty on, lefty to the switch hitter. The pitch is outside, low and away, 79 on a breaking ball. Boy, I thought that was going to be a called strike as well. Instead, it's 1-0. And 2-0 as Chris Jahnke corrects the pitch. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball in the dirt. It's 2-1. That's a sharp-looking pitch.
Eric and I always joke next door that Marquise Grissom Jr. performs better in these really high-leverage situations. A three-run lead was almost too relaxed for him.
Son of Marquise Grissom, former Atlanta Brave and 1995 World Series champion. Two balls and a strike to pitch. Taken outside, 3-1 on a breaking ball. Played two seasons at Georgia Tech before being drafted. Former Yellow Jacket in a big spot here. Runner on third, two gone. The 3-1 swung on, lifted right back towards us. Up over our head and out of play. It's 3-2. You see when John Sterling got hit by a foul ball?
Oh, I most certainly did.
That can't feel good. I mean, it hit him right on the dome.
Hey, he's a gamer, man. But, yeah, that has got to hurt for an elderly Sterling.
3-2, misses downstairs. Luis Ravello works a full count walk, and the Red Sox have runners on the corners. The tying run still on third. Unbelievable at-bat by Ravello. A huge walk. Grissom will stay out there, it appears, and it brings up Lionel James, who doubled in the first inning, grounded out to short, flew out to center after that, but was pretty good in game number one of this doubleheader as well. He had two hits in the fourth and the sixth. So a three-hit day for Lionel James over two games. The pitch misses downstairs and in on a slider. It's 1-0.
And Grissom Jr. at one point this year entered here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Bases loaded, one-run game, one out, struck out two batters on six pitches.
Pitch is a called strike. 89 on a fastball, and the count now 1-1. Trying to get out of a, not necessarily a bases loaded jam, but certainly a jam with a tying run on third. First and third occupied, the 1-1. Swung on, this one chopped right back to the mound. Gloved by Grissom Jr., underhand toss to first is there, and the Fred Nats will cling onto that 4-3 lead. Red Sox do get two. Ossie Henn scores on a wild pitch. John Frank Salazar goes yard over the left field fence. It is 4-3 Fred Nats. We go to the home half of the sixth after this in Fredericksburg.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Yeah. Hey, Red Sox fans, come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction, and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We got ourselves a ball game as we head to the home half of the sixth here in Fredericksburg. It's 4-3. The Fred Nats lead it. The Red Sox grab two in the top half of the sixth inning. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Ithaca College alum and voice of the Fredericksburg Nationals, Ben Carlton. Ben, thanks for sticking around for another half inning.
I love it, man. I love the enthusiasm. I love, you know, to see it. The different ways different teams run the broadcast. It's always a good time. And look, we have to hang around and talk about baseball.
And we're blessed to get to do it.
Could do a whole lot worse.
First pitch to Gavin Dugas. He waves and misses at a high fastball, nothing and one. And here's a stud on the hill for the Red Sox. The closer in many people's eyes, Jonathan Brand. He kicks, deals the 0-1. Breaking ball, called strike. A very beautiful looking pitch at 75 and the count nothing and two as it just plucks that inside corner.
That's just paint from Brand.
Yes. Jonathan Brand always walks out to Iron Man. It was a little weird not to see him walk out to it. 0-2 on the way. Swung on, fouled back on a 79-mile-an-hour curveball. Alive at nothing and two is the national champion from LSU, Gavin Dugas. Probably so excited to have Dylan Cruz in town.
We were talking about that earlier. I mean, what an opportunity for those two.
0-2 pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Lita can't quite capitalize on it. And alive at 0-2 is Dugas. Dugas today aboard with the fielder's choice in the fourth. He would score. Was hit by a pitch on the hand in the third. Has stayed in this ball game. 0-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. He got him with a high slider for the first strikeout of the night for Jonathan Brand. A massive strikeout to start the bottom of the sixth.
Not necessarily overpowering from Brand. 91, but well spotted and just past the barrel of Dugas.
This brings up the eight-hole hitter, Armando Cruz, the shortstop, who is red hot tonight. 2-for-2 with a pair of base hits. He has scored once and been stranded on third. The pitch swung on, this one rifled into center field for a base hit. Armando Cruz, a one-out single off the barrel, coming off at 102 exit velocity, and Cruz is aboard at first.
It is so good to see Cruzy hit the ball with a little bit more authority this part of the season. I mean, he's got great bat-to-ball skills. But, I mean, he's, A, only 19 years old, and he's a pretty slim guy. He might not profile as a 20-home run guy in the future, but he's definitely starting to drive the ball with more power.
Unless he's Mookie Betts, maybe. That guy is a slim guy that can hit him.
That is quite an unless.
Nine-hole Yorando Rivero looks at a called strike, and the count now nothing and one. A slider finds the zone. Runner on first, one gone. 4-3, Fred Nats lead, bottom of six. Huge game on a Friday night. Fireworks coming after. Brand kicks and deals the 0-1. Misses low and away on a breaking ball. 1-1.
Well, you'll appreciate this. This is a Syracuse guy. We got the fireworks presented by Wegmans.
Hey, okay.
Wegmans right up,
yes.
Right up the block.
When I saw that pulling into the ballpark day one, I was like, wow, I feel a little closer to home.
Right?
1-1 pitch. Swung on. This is drubbed foul back behind home plate in the count 1-2.
I always try to tell myself, you know, save your money, make your lunch at home or whatnot, but when there's a Wegmans sub 5 minutes away, it's tough.
I love Wegmans. How could you not love Wegmans? Their subs are unbelievable. Danny Wegman, a great man for starting that store.
The Rochester legend himself.
Yes. 1-2 pitch. This is swung on, popped up just out of the infield, giving chase Salazar. He makes the pinch in very shallow left field on the outfield grass for out number two as Rivero pops out. Top of the order we go. Tuda, Jonathan Thomas, the center fielder. He's been big this series as well. Got aboard with a fielder's choice in the third. He scored after stealing a base hitless in this ball game, but has been strong throughout the series. Was at the bottom of the order in game number one, a huge RBI double in the third. The pitch is swung on. This one lifted out into shallow right center field, chasing, and Ossie Henn can't get there. It drops in front of him. He throws it to third. It's cut off by Luis Ravello, the shortstop. A bloop single, and there's runners on the corners for the Fred Nats here with two gone in the bottom of the sixth. A huge hit.
Tuta has just such a knack for the dramatic this season. He's had a few different walk-offs. He had a go-ahead home run in the top of the ninth inning in Fayetteville earlier this season. I mean, he just finds a way to come through in these tight situations.
This is the last guy as a Salem Red Sox I want up at the dish. Unbelievable this series is Andrew Pinckney, the Alabama product, fourth-round draft pick of the Washington Nationals. The righty digs in. He already has crushed a two RBI single in the third today. The pitch, wave and a miss. He got him with a curveball and the count nothing and one. That curveball right at the bottom of the zone. A great pitch from Brand. It's 0-1. First and third occupied, two gone. Probably the biggest at-bat of the game to this point. Righty on righty, the pitch. Runner goes from first. It misses low and away. Lita will not throw. Smart. They will not fool them with that double steal. So Tuta takes second on a stolen base. That's his second stolen base of the ball game. And it's a 1-1 count for Andrew Pinckney. Heck of a play to rifle it from right field to home and catch Roberto Mexicano. That would have been a tying run in this game. 1-1. Skips in the dirt. It's 2-1.
And Pinckney, the way he has come out and just hit the ground running as a Fred Nat is unbelievable. I mean, the process from, you know, training ahead of the draft to the actual draft day selection to going to West Palm Beach to coming back to Fredericksburg. I mean, these guys have been all over the place the last month. And Pinckney, all he's doing is four RBIs in his first three Fred Nat games.
Yeah, just three hits with two RBIs on Wednesday. No biggie. Went 3-for-4. The 2-1, he spins away from a breaking ball that misses inside. It's three balls and a strike for Andrew Pinckney. And maybe a situation here where you're obviously not going to automatically walk him. You don't really see that much at this level, but you're not necessarily going to pitch to him, you know? 3-1 to Pinckney. He spins away from a breaking ball high and in. It's a five-pitch walk, and the bases are loaded here in the bottom of the sixth in a seven-inning ball game for the Fred Nats.
We understand being careful with Pinckney, but Yo-Yo Morales has as much pop as anybody in this Fred Nat order.
There's no break in this order, Ben. There's no break. Bases loaded. The second rounder, Yo-Yo Morales at the dish. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Took a huge hack at a slider. He was looking for the fences. Nothing and one.
Some bad intentions behind that swing.
What a big spot for Jonathan Brand. Bases juiced. One of the best ACC bats. The 0-1. Swung on, this one lifted out under right. It is down for a hit into the corner in right field. It scores one. Tuta comes in as well. Pinckney's in for number three. A three RBI triple for the second round pick, Yo-Yo Morales. Seven to three, Fredericksburg on top. And Yoandy Morales shows why he's the second-round pick.
It's a good pitch from Brand. It's frankly off the outer edge of the zone. But Morales has just got so, he's so strong. He's got such great bat speed. Turns that around at 96 miles an hour and quite possibly puts the finishing touches on this one.
First pitch to Blake Klassen is foul tipped into the glove of Lira, nothing and one. Ben, it's plays like that where you're like, man, how could you not be romantic about baseball?
Exactly.
You got a packed house, fireworks coming, 0-1 pitch. This is down and in, 1-1. Pretty cool atmosphere you guys got going on here in Freddy.
I mean, I was blown away my first weekend here, of the season, that is. I mean, they packed this place out.
Oh,
this ballpark's only 3 years old.
It's crazy. Brand new, 2021 at debut. 1-1 pitch on the way. Called strike on the outside corner. Sharp looking fastball at 89, and really that's where Brand will top out, but it gets the job done. It's 1-2. Runner on third, it's Morales. Brand kicks and deals. The 1-2. Swung on. He chopped that right into his own leg, and he'll stay alive at 1-2, but that never feels good. A 3-RBI triple for Yoandy Morales to blow this game wide open. It was 4-3. Now it's 7-3. Ooh, he got that right off his own foot, it looked like. 7-3, bottom of the sixth, runner on third, two gone. This game has been blown open by Morales. 1-2. Swung on, chop, foul down the right field line. And Klassen sticks alive at 1-2. What are you laughing at, Ben?
Carmelo Jaime, our first base coach, using the discarded arm guard of Morales to knock that ball down. Jaime's easily got the most swag of the coaches, though.
You think so?
That's not even a conversation.
Why is that?
You just look at him.
That's fair. He does look like a pretty swaggy dude. 1-2 on the way. Swung on, lifted back towards our booth. It'll fall about 15 feet to the left. And Klassen continues to elongate this at-bat for dramatic purposes. But really, though, this is a great at-bat for him. I mean, he's fouling away pitches that are left in the zone. That's a great pitch to foul away if it's not your pitch to hit.
Exactly. It's just a matter of battling. Force Brandt to throw one more.
The ready deals, 1-2. Fouled back, and it was in the zone. Alive at 1-2 again is Klassen. And that was actually the same pitch that went to the same spot on that slider. Literally the same spot. Brand went right back to it. High and tight. Runner on third is Morales. 1-2 again. This one is bursted foul down the right field line. I mean, it was foul off the bat, but it was certainly lifted high into the air. And a souvenir. Fun night in Fredericksburg. Red Sox looked like they really had a chance to win this thing. Now they'll be down to their final three outs. Maybe Fredericksburg not done yet either. 1-2 to Klassen. Swing and a miss. He got him with a curveball in the dirt way out of the zone. Well, the Fred Nets add three more on a 3-RBI triple from Yo-Yo Morales. We go to the top of the seventh, back in 60 seconds. This is Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Red Sox down to their final three strikes. Outs, I should say, here in the top of the seventh. Salem was in this thing, and then all of a sudden they blinked and they weren't. A 3-RBI triple from Yo-Yo Morales, the second-round draft pick in the designated hitter spot tonight at the 3-hole. Absolutely crushed a ball into right field that brought in three runs. Demoralizing for the Red Sox, who were in a 4-3 ball game, and all of a sudden it's now 7-3. The Fred Nats lead on the verge of clinching the series, winning their fourth game in as many days. Still on the hill for the Fredericksburg Nationals, it's Marquise Grissom Jr., the right-handed pitcher. Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket, son of Marquise Grissom, former Atlanta Brave, who won the 1995 World Series. He's set and ready to face what'll be 5-6-7 for the Red Sox. Anderson Lira, Roberto Mexicano, and Albert Feliz will step on in. Andrew Pinckney has been the star of the night, no doubt about that. two RBI single in the third. He walked and ended up scoring in the sixth. He has struck out looking twice, but his unbelievable play in right field as well. Pinckney is a young star. Here's Anderson Lira, the first pitch. Called a strike on the outside corner. Nothing and one. Anderson Lira hitless so far in this series for the Red Sox. The 0-1. He swings and lifts one high into the air out into shallow right center field. There is Pinckney. He makes the grab for out number one. Down to their final two outs now are the Red Sox here in the top of the seventh. A doubleheader. We always play seven innings when we play two. Here's Roberto Mexicano. Advanced on an error in the second. Walked in the third. Had some free bases from wild pitches today. The first pitch. He fouls it back to the backstop. Nothing and one. Roberto teed off for a home run in game one of the doubleheader earlier today. A two-run shot over the left field fence back in the fourth. 0-1. Check swing. He does not go around on a pitch missing low and away. And it's 1-1. Well, if they get to him, John Frank Salazar is 3-for-3 with a home run, a single, and a double. Mexicano waves and misses on a curveball. It's 1-2. Salazar a triple shy of the cycle. 1-2 on the way. Wave and a miss. He sat down on strikes with a breaking ball. There are two gone here in the top of the seventh. First strikeout for Marquise Grissom Jr. Brings up Albert Feliz, singled in the third. Struck out once, flew out once as well. Righty on righty. First pitch. He looks at a fastball downstairs below the knees, and the count is 1-0. Feliz batting 234. Nobody on, two gone. Salem down to their final out. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Curveball got him. It's 1-1. And Big Al continues to struggle against that breaking ball. No matter what, always leaves with a smile on his face. One of the best personalities in baseball. The 1-1. Misses just outside on a breaking ball. Two balls and a strike for Big Al. On deck, it's the 3-for-3 Salazar, then the 9-hole Albertson Asihan. Grissom Jr. kicks deals. 2-1. Called strike, and the Red Sox down to their final strike. Got a slider in the zone. Bubbles going. Fireworks on deck here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. It's two balls, two strikes with two outs in a 7-3 ball game. 2-2. Misses just low and away on a breaking ball. 3-2 for Big Al. 7-3. Fredericksburg on the verge of picking up win number four in the series. Payoff pitch. Full count walk for Albert Feliz. Pitch misses in the dirt. Two out walk for the Sox. And here comes the 3-for-3 John Frank Salazar. Well, he's a triple shy of the cycle, folks. Would be the first Red Sox cycle since 2004. First pitch. Waves and misses on a slider upstairs. Nothing in one. And Salazar calls time. He steps away. Adjusts his glasses. Yeah, he wears sunglasses even at night. In the batter's box. Came in batting below 100. The 0-1 misses outside. 1-1. Came in batting below 100. Has elevated his batting average to 156. After going 3-for-3 today with a homer, a single, and a double. 1-1. This is cranked right to the shortstop in Cruz. They'll get the force at second, and that'll end the ball game. 7-3, the final score. The Fred Nats win it in front of a very supportive home crowd on this Firework Friday in Fredericksburg. Fireworks are coming up, and the Red Sox had it until they didn't. We take a look at the final box score. Cutter Coffee goes 1-for-3. In the two hole, Justinson Garcia walks once. He goes 0-for-3. 0-for-3 for Avello. 1-for-4 for Lionel James. Mexicano ends up going 0-for-3. Feliz ends up with a hit. Salazar goes 3-for-4. 1-for-1 with a pair of walks for Albertson Asihen. Yordani Monegro goes 4 innings, gives up 4 hits, 3 runs, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. Not his best outing, certainly not his worst. Luis De La Rosa came in for an inning, gave up 2 hits, a run. It was earned, dealt 3 strikeouts. Jonathan Brand tried to keep him in it, but the wheels fell off. In his inning, he gave up 3 hits, 3 runs, all of them earned. 1 walk, he did strike out 2. 7-3, the final score, folks. Tune in tomorrow night. A real treat here tomorrow night. One of the top picks in all of baseball, Dylan Cruz, makes his debut for the Fredericksburg Nationals, the first-round draft pick. One of the top prospects in all of baseball. And you're going to hear him right on the airwaves here or come out to see him at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. But saying so long for now, thanks so much to everybody back in Salem holding down the fort. Appreciate them sending us out here, letting us make the trip. For Eric Bach and Ben Carlton, who joined the broadcast tonight, the Fred Nats broadcasters, I'm Giovanni Heater, saying so long and good night from Fredericksburg. We'll see you tomorrow. 7:05 first pitch, 6:50 pregame. 7-3, the final score. Fredericksburg takes down Salem.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem, and we'll see you next time.